Alright, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. We're going to do a, we're doing a special show, man. It's the Man Mindset. I'm your host, the Dean. We're doing a special. You know what I love to do is do these shows like this where we can just sit and like, just like let our hair down, you know what I mean, guys, and just chop up game. You know, this, these are the times right now, you know, as I'm talking to you guys, listen, these are the times right now where, you know, you get that call around this time where she's busy. Well, not really busy. She's done at the club. She's done at the party. She's done working out. She's done. And this is the time where they either going to get a room right now. You know what I mean? They're either going to get a room or they are going to make sure I mute that shit. They'll get a room or they're going to have you come over to their place. And that's just how it is, man. It's beautiful, man. I got you, C-Dog. I got you, C-Dog. Any questions y'all got, I got you. All right, let's talk about it, man. Okay, so since we're doing it, I'll explain it. So when I was young, my mentor put me in a, he didn't put me in a closet. He told me to get in a closet, and he told me to put a glass underneath the door, and he made me watch him talk to a woman. He sat on her bed and he was talking to her. I don't know what the fuck he said, but she started playing with her pussy and everything, and she started getting off. And he was always telling me that communication is very important in a game of how you actually, how you separate yourself, my brother, from everybody else, the way you communicate. So what happened was, I had to figure out a way to divide myself or separate myself from everybody else, especially now that, you know, once the telephones came in, right? Once the phones came in, it was all about, you know, texting started rolling and all that other stuff. So everybody started to communicate through texting, and that's what you call LAN. That's a basic thing that everybody else does, and I had to find a way to get not only myself, excuse me, but my clients out there a way to talk to women in a way where you could touch her and hit her with more depth. So while everybody was texting, C-Dog, I came up with LAN. Sea, air, and space. There's also space. So it's not sand. It's sea, water. So it's land, sea, S-E-A, air, and space. So sand is when you begin to have voice messages with her. And I'll give you a prime example. I'll pull some up. See, when you train a woman or you're talking to a woman enough times, it's going to be hard for them to actually make this transition because most women don't like listening to their voices sometimes, and most women have never even thought that there would be someone to actually push communication to them in a way where they are actually using their voices. But once they get used to it, it's no different than being on the phone. It's just, there's a little time gap, not a time gap to figure out what to say, but a time gap to when she gets a chance to talk to you. I can see, okay. See, I can say, now listen to me, see, the average guy can say hello, right? He can type up the words hello, but what is hello, what kind of impact is hello going to have, see, if I say through my voice, hello. See that? See, remember, when you text something to a woman, her perception of whatever you text is going to go through her mindset, and she's going to filter whatever it is you say. You see what I'm saying, my brother? So it has more, you have more power, punch, and depth when you, instead of typing hello, because she'll perceive it as hello, versus hello, versus doing it through video, hello. That way she can see the sincerity in your face. Versus going live when you're live with her. Hey, what's up? How you doing? What's up, girl? You know what I'm saying? So, C-Dog, what I'm saying to you is the more you start to trust your voice, trust you on video. So that means, guess what? You have a new set of guys in your mind. You know, I talk about your scribe and all other stuff, but now we're talking about your photographer. We're talking about your videographer. We're talking about your director, because now you're live. So you got to make sure when you have that camera, when you have that camera on your motherfucking face, it's go time. So it's not just having the camera on your face, setting the scene of what you want to set. So I'll tell you about the painting. If I want to push her to talk about sex, I'm gonna put the camera near an object that's gonna draw curiosity. Because remember, the woman is gonna look at you first, because she's gonna be amazed by what you're saying. So she's gonna just keep playing and playing and playing and playing and playing that. But then afterwards, she's going to look behind you. She's going to look at your environment and your surroundings. So that's why if I'm doing it, I'm doing it with either the wine above my bed, I'm doing it near the photos. These are the places I'm doing it, because it's going to draw out a question. You can ask your question. Yeah, what's up? What is that? I saw a let me show you. Let me give you an example and shit. Give me a second. Let me pull that shit up. So I saw a painting behind you. Can I see that painting again? Absolutely. Wow, that's a beautiful painting. What is that? Wow, that's a beautiful painting. Well, no, it's not. To me, baby, it's not just a painting. Now, look, okay, remember, she may text you, wow, what is that behind you? But this is the opportunity to show her the depth of what I am and how I am by using my mouthpiece versus texting. She might ask, well, is that a painting? Can I see that? What is that? Well, it's not just a painting to me. It is something that has depth. It is something that I love. And looking at that painting, it reminded me of what I find sexy in a woman. And I'm saying that on voice message. Do you want to know more? Hit me back and let me know. She might text yes, or she might record her voice message and say, yeah, let me know. Right? All right, cool. And then it gives me the opportunity to I can go on video. You know what? I just want to tell you about the painting. See, the painting, and I think about if the painting was behind me. It's not behind me. I'm just saying, if this painting right here was behind me, I just want you to imagine that painting behind you, behind me. I just want you to imagine that. So here I got the phone to me, but I really kind of got an angle where she sees a little bit of me, but more of the painting, where she's looking at my hand. Okay, she's looking, I'm sorry, I got the camera. So she's looking more at my hand directing the painting, where I would say, you know, this painting was, number one, painted by a woman. That's very important. Make sure you get paintings that are painted by women. Because there's a lot of expression in with the woman's painting. And what I can see in the painting now, this is voice message. This is, I'm making sure, C-Dog, I'm making sure, well, J-Dog, no, J-Go, it's not necessarily her getting the explanation of the painting. I'm leaving her with something that she can play when I'm not around, when she wants to hear my voice. See, remember, guys, some women, when they're thinking about you, they don't want you to know you're thinking about you because it's like a power move. It's like a woman is not going to tell you she's thinking about you all the time when she's thinking about you because they don't want to give that power away. But I want to give her access to me by even breaking down the painting and breaking down not only the painting, but also use the painting to describe what I'm trying to do to her. Does that make any sense, guys? Does that make any sense? So if you look at the painting, I'm just giving you an example. You know, if you look at the painting, I'm saying that what I see the woman painting in this situation is what? A scenario in which she doesn't feel safe and secure, and not that she's ashamed of her body, but she's hiding behind a light veil. One that somebody can actually, the veil is saying, I want you to see me, but I want you to peel me. I want you to peel a layer off of me so I can show you something that most can't see. You see what I'm saying? I mean, there's so many ways you can do this. But then I can tell the woman in voice message or video. This is the thing that reminds me of our situation. Because I can see a woman that wants to show her sexuality, but she's holding back, which is cool. She's holding back. And if that's how it is, right? Then what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get past that layer. You see what I'm saying? And it doesn't have to be penetration. I want to get past the layer of not trusting me. I want to get past the layer of not judging what we are or what we're going to be. Do you see what I'm saying? I want to get past that layer. And then eventually, okay, as you work in that and then you can bring that up, that's when you go live and let me see you wash your body. Let me see so I can get jealous of the water, so I can get jealous of the suds. You see what I'm saying? Let me watch you so I can get jealous of you and your body. So when you're looking at land, sea, and air, you're actually showing every woman what separates you from everybody else, because the average surface dweller is not even talking to women, more or less texting. And if he's texting a woman, he's just answering a few questions. You see what I'm saying? Y'all got questions. I'm here. I'm here to answer y'all questions. Y'all have any and shit. That was a very good question. I didn't mean to be long-winded on the question, but I wanted, you know, since we just chopping it up, I just want you to realize the depth of how to go about doing it and stuff. And it's not a hard thing to do. It's a thing you just got to get used to, because I don't want her to think that I'm somebody. I'm not him. I'm trying to do what they do in nature. I'm just trying to divide and conquer. So that's where it's fun. That's where it's cool. Where you can just look at paintings and break shit down. Matter of fact, give me a second. I'm going to grab a painting. Let me see here. I'm going to grab one off the fucking net. And I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to grab one. I'll do a breakdown. Let me show you how cold the game is when you can actually break down a beautiful painting. You know, it doesn't, you don't necessarily, it doesn't have to be nude, okay? It doesn't have to show body parts, okay? You don't have to necessarily have body parts in the painting, but it could be something that if you wanted to, but I don't want to have body parts all the time. I don't need that kind of nudity. I don't mind a back or something like that, or just a, you know, just a body part or a little bit of something. But I want, I'll give you an example. Here's one. Let me save this one. Peep game on this one, guys. We just chopping this shit up. So peep this shit up. Peep this out, sir. All right, let me give y'all one right here. Peep this one out, gentlemen. Let's say that I purchased this one right here. Let me see and pull that shit up. Let me pull that shit up. Let me see. I think I got a rough room to pull that shit up. All right, let me show you this. So if I saw this one, how can I use this to push sexuality? Now, hopefully it is. Now, again, it's got to be a painting by a woman. That's number one. But let me ask you guys in the chat room. There are no bad answers. I just want to know in one or two lines, gentlemen. Let's see how your mind is working. Okay, I want to work this with you. Tell me in two lines what it is you see. Tell me. Let's see where your mind is at. Tell me, hey, what do you see when you see that painting? You let me know. What it is, what do you see, guys? I'll take a few of them. What do y'all see when y'all see that painting? And if you don't see anything, then this ain't the right place for you, because then you're not using your mind. I want you to use your mind. I see Fallen Angel. I don't even know what that fuck with. And Ashamed of Her Sexuality. RC. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop with RC. RC, I love that shit, RC. I don't want to hear anybody else but RC. I mean, I don't want anybody else to say anything, because that'll y'all be copying his thing. RC, that is beautiful, dog. That is great. Nope, I don't want y'all to stop. I don't want y'all to hear that. I gave y'all a chance to, I'm not going to, don't say it, because I'll block you. Do not repeat what RC is saying, because all you motherfuckers are lying right now. Because I gave you a chance to say something, you didn't say anything. So I don't want to hear the shit. Anyway, RC, I'm focusing on RC. RC, this is great, brother. This is great. This is great, great. I applaud you, sir, because that's the first thing I'm going to hit. Because I see a woman that is not necessarily looking at herself in the mirror, because she's ashamed of what she sees. She's ashamed of her sexuality. Because Rady about this. Think about this, RC, and I'll give you the reason why. Let me show you how deep it is. The reason why is because I can tell that woman, like the one I'm talking to, is that every person she's dealt with has ripped a little bit of her self-worth along the way, like a bunch of thorns in a thorn bush. And even now that she's by herself alone, she doesn't even want to look in the mirror, because she has been beaten down so much that she doesn't even see the beauty in her sexuality. So RC, that is perfect, brother. And that's how you use, that's exactly how you use it. But now the depth that you want to go, if you want to, you can talk about the hand strokes. You can talk about the curves of her body, how it was painted, and all the other stuff. So there are several things that you can do with this. But if y'all got a question, y'all go ahead and ask. Just chopping it up with y'all, man. Doing a special hit and run show. Chopping it up. And y'all got questions y'all can ask. This is a time where you got to make some decisions around this time. Some women are going to want to spend the night with you. Some women are going to want to come over. So women are just want to come over and kiss you and put their lips on you and do nasty things to you. This is the time where you got to have everything set up, especially around this time. As around this time, they just had their feel of the club or the bar, or they hung out at IHOP or Denny's, and they want to, they just want some comfort. They just want some sex. They just want somebody to just fuck, maybe. And they're going to look through their list of people. And they're going to say, yo, wait, who's that motherfucker? But you also want them to say, is he with somebody now? Or who is he with right now? It's great when you can run that type of game, man. Well, no, it's not to put them to sleep. No, Jay, that's not right. That's not right. They're not looking to be put to sleep. They're looking for sexuality. They're looking for somebody to push them beyond the realm of what the average motherfucker does. And also, this is a time where the swinging parties and the orgies are going on right now and shit. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's what you do. What do you say respectfully if her smell? Well, this is why I would say, Dweller, to make sure you don't have that mishap, is stop trying to bring women over your fucking house and being desperate and trying to bring them over your house on the first night. Once a woman knows she's coming to your crib, she's going to fix herself up. The only reason you won't have this is if you fuck with some ancient bitches that don't take care of their body. So you got to stop messing with them bottle of the barrel bitches. Because when they come to see you, they're going to, yeah, make sure you put a Q there, whatever, man. How to tell if a girl's attracted to you sexually when you've never been intimate? Well, the sexual attraction will come into flirting. It will come into how she looks at you, how she touches you. I see the sexuality when you can hear the excitement in their voice when you talk to them. A lot of them get excited when you talk to them, because you rarely talk to them and shit, you know what I mean? And when you do, it's like a cool-ass thing. But what I would say as far as that, it's more, what y'all don't understand and what y'all will learn eventually if y'all get game or learn game, is that they love to flirt. They love to talk dirty. They love to have fun. They love to push the envelope. So the only way you'll know that is when they start reaching out to you and start complimenting you and getting into more things, more conversations that lead towards sex. When are you going to be in my town? When are you going to be coming through my town type talk? You know what I mean? So you, but see, here's the thing. You can't get a woman to be attracted to you sexually if you don't know shit about sex. If sex to you is just penetration, you ain't going to ever have no woman say that shit. Tell you right now, she ain't going to say that shit. She wants a motherfucker that knows what she's doing, man. She ain't going to give you her best parts of herself if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you know what I mean? You don't know what you're saying and shit. She ain't gonna fuck with you like that, you know what I mean? They don't do that all the time, you know? They just always want somebody to make them feel a certain way, man. And, you know, even if you become a gigolo or a ladies' man, you know, it's not just the sex. It's the tears of happiness. It's the tears of missing you. It's the tears of, like, just connecting with you that is just overwhelming to them. It's very overwhelming. A lot of women go through a lot of shit up here, and it's really overwhelming. But even if you have a woman that passes you on to somebody else, you got to perform. But you got to make sure that woman knows. Oh, let me check the phone lines. I'm sorry. Let me check the phone lines. All right, lines are open. But your performance is always got to be on point. Because it's very important to pass on your drug to her that she passes on to someone else. So sometimes, even though I told you anything, sometimes they just want you to fuck their friend. Sometimes their friend just got out of a bad relationship, bad marriage, bad whatever. And sometimes she's going to ask you, hey, I need you to do something for me. What's up? I need you to fuck my friend. She's not feeling sexy. And I know you can make her feel sexy. And I'm like, all right, but here's the problem. What you going to do if she start, like, fiending on a dick and shit? You know what I mean? You know what I do. All right, it's whatever. Okay, so cool. So these are the things that you got to look at, okay? Well, when you don't believe in yourself, you can't do that, man. As I said before, it's like your numbers, man. Jay, it's like your numbers, man. If you don't learn, you're looking at improving your mouthpiece, but you don't even know the steps to take to improve because you're not actually really wanting to do that. You know what I mean? You don't really want to change what you are. And, you're not working on poetry. You're not thinking about ways to touch her or ways to make her smile. So you can't improve anything because your hesitance is why you can't improve, because the only way you can improve things is by being that man. 313, how can I help you? Sorry,
ways to make her smile.
What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, can you turn down your background, please, sir?
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me mute that out. I'm sorry about that. Hey,
I'm good.
Bear with me one moment. I started listening to you now, man. You real deal. You doing something over here that nobody else is doing. Definitely.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that situation. All right, what's up,
man? I have a situation. I'm kind of in my own way. I'm talking myself out of something. I've been a friend of mine. I think she gives me choosing signals that I'm kind of just...
All right, okay, stop. Okay, there ain't no such thing as choosing signals, okay? One thing you got to do,
okay,
if you want to be a student, Yeah, get rid of all that stupid ass red pill shit, dog. That's hurting you. That's gonna harm you real good. You gotta get all red pill shit out. You see what I'm saying? Because she ain't choosing me. The only thing she gonna fucking choose is to invite me in. She ain't give me no signals. Because sometimes you gotta understand the opponent. Just remember this, young man. I'll let you finish, but I just wanna say this. Always remember the opponent is smart enough to throw you off the scent. So even though she might make you think that you are doing something, you actually ain't doing it, man. Okay? So when you're saying she's giving you a choosing signal, give me an example of a choosing signal that she's giving you.
Okay, like earlier in the show, somebody asked about, like, how do you know somebody attracted to you?
No. Tell me. Okay, right. Let's just talk about her. Talk about that motherfucking chick.
Yeah, she'll say some shit. We'll be talking, like,
okay.
She'll be telling me some shit like she just got sugar to just kind of, you know, talking about some lingerie and do certain shit like that, man.
Wait, she said she just got some lingerie?
Yeah. And
when she tells you she got some lingerie, what are you saying then?
I say some shit like, oh, let me check it out. Let me, you know, bottle it around or whatever. You know, we're friends and we're cool.
Let me ask you a question. That's okay to say, but are you painting a Mona Lisa or are you drawing a stick figure?
Stick figure.
Right. So you're not enticing her enough to show the thing. So when she says she's got a lingerie and you say, let me try it on, does she say yes or no?
She don't say nothing. I'll just say you're silly. And that's
and,
the,
and then, wait,
the problem.
Wait, real quick. What do you say when she says you're silly? What do you say?
I just laugh it off, you know.
I don't go too much into it because I don't want to come across
thirsty.
Now, listen to me, brother. I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate your honesty, man. And I'm going to tell you where you're fucking up. Mm-hmm. You're not telling her what to do. You know, when she laughing that shit off, I'm going to talk to you later. Why? What's wrong? Because you wasted my fucking time. You know, matter of fact, like, let me ask you, does she live by you? Or does she live far away?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Not far away. Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't need to know.
Been in each other's place and everything, man.
Hey, peep game. She dancing that lingerie. I'll be over there in about 30 minutes. And she like... Oh, did the phone hang up? No, I'm just letting you go, cause I don't like to waste my time. And see the thing, and if you follow me, this is why I tell you I want to get to know you in a more intimate way, because I want to know, does your character match your fucking looks? And I want a woman that knows what the fuck she wants. And if I'm telling you I want to come see you because you look like you're telling me about your lingerie, and you laughing it off, I'm taking that shit as you're teasing me, and I'm not a tease-like motherfucker. You see what I'm saying, 303?
Word.
I'm not a tease motherfucker. So while you giggling and cat, not you, but while she's giggling and cackling, I'm saying you wasting my time. I say, look, this ain't going to work out. What do you mean it's not going to work out? Well, when I first met you, you know, I told you that I wanted to get to know you in a more intimate way, and you asked me about that, and I told you that the thing is that, you know, I'm sexually attracted to you, but you know sex isn't everything to a man like me. I just need a woman. See, my biggest problem is this problem right here. I meet beautiful women with no substance. And see, if you're talking about your lingerie, either you're teasing me or you want me to come through. But when you are giggling, and you're not being assertive, and I want a woman that knows what she wants. You see what I'm saying, 313? I'm being a fucking dick versus the hero. So you want to be the hero. You want to laugh with her, thinking the more you laugh and chuckle with her ass that she going to get wet. Nah, she just stringing you along. She playing games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying is I'm going to go ahead and let you go because you wasting my fucking time. And I don't mean it like that. I'm not mad or anything. It's just that I got other women I could be talking to right now. I could be going over to someone else's house, and yet I'm talking to you.
Right.
So, excuse me. So what I'm saying is that you can't the more you hang out with the fucking food and play their games and laugh and giggle with them and wait for the right moment to happen, you're fucked. Because there is no right moment. There is no right moment. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I've told several, man, I don't let you waste my time. Why don't you, hey, why don't you call me? Why should I? Why don't you say, why should I? You know, you don't send me voice messages. Well, why should I? Well, what's wrong? Did I do something wrong? No, you didn't. You didn't do anything wrong. Actually, you did everything right. Well, then if I did everything right, then why aren't you messaging me? Because everything you did right is showing me you're wasting my time. You see what I'm saying, 313? I'm not trying to force you to be anything. I want you to be you. I want you to be you. And if you want to be you, and you want to play fucking games like I'm some dumb motherfucker that you can sit around and tease, talk to, and chuckle without coming over and sucking my dick, without coming over and wash a dish, without coming over and vacuuming a floor, without coming over and rubbing my back, I say this with love, fuck you. And I don't mean, look, I'm not a dick. But you see what I'm saying, 313, that's going to make me a dick.
Right, right.
Because, listen, right. Guess what? She going to be, you know, because I don't, like, she ain't used to motherfuckers talking that way, right? So guess what she going to say? Fuck you and hang up on me, right?
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what I want to happen. This is a position. Because as soon as she talks to somebody else, he doesn't have wine above his bed. He doesn't have colored lights. He doesn't have sexy painting on his wall. He doesn't talk to her through land, sea, air, and space like I do. He doesn't make her laugh. He doesn't make her smile. He doesn't make her blush. And he doesn't even have fucking even options and shit. So you're going to bring your ass back. But here's the thing. When they come back, you don't throw it in their face or rub their face in the shit. You just chill the fuck out like she never even left. Because they will come back because they think they know what the fuck is going on. But see, remember, I'm not attacking her fucking feelings like most of you guys are. You're trying to work her feelings or you're trying to get that pussy between her legs. I'm trying to conquer her fucking emotion. I'm trying to conquer her mind. I'm trying to conquer shit to a point where no matter what the fuck she do, or excuse me, not do, does, she's going to be thinking about me. Does that make any sense, my brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so all that laughing shit, remember, you created that shit. See, look, I always tell you guys the rule of thumb is setting up the date within the first three messages because I'm not fucking wasting my time bullshitting with you where... Well, hey, you know what? I just feel like talking. Listen, peep game. Once you suck my dick and once we fuck, we can literally lay in the bed naked. And if you want to watch Lifetime, if you want to watch the Wii channel, if you want to talk
Knock
about
yourself
your aspiration,
out.
I know I sound like a dick, but I'm serious. But you want to know why they don't, you know why they don't watch We Time and the Lifetime channels or feminine channels with me? Because I'm that, you remember how black, you know how black people are in the movie theater sometimes? They don't know to shut their fucking mouth. Well, if I'm naked in the bed where I'm watching a fucking We Channel show, I'm like, fuck is this? Wait, look at that motherfucker. Hey, you know he's trying to fuck her, right? You know he's trying to, matter of fact, he reminds me of that Uncle Hughes yelled at. You know he's trying to fuck, right?
Right.
But look at him, he's scared of pussy. See, if I was that motherfucker, man, I already fucked her. She'd be sucking my dick right now. Look at him. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that shit he's doing. Look. Here's the opportunity. That's the third opportunity we're about. Why the fuck are we watching this shit? All right, you want to watch it? I'm just saying, man, he ain't even fucking. Because if he was fucking, he'd be doing this. And now Lino started rubbing her pussy a little bit. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just a dick because, I mean, I don't care. We could talk about anything you want to talk about. If you want me to ask you about your goals and aspirations, after we get done fucking, I'll be happy to do that. Hey, look, we can chill out. We can do whatever the fuck you want. But until then, I don't waste my time.
Yeah. All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to draw. Okay, here's the problem. You got to draw a line in the sand. Here's your problem, though. Your problem is if you draw a line in the sand and nut the fuck up. Yeah, here's the thing. If you nut the fuck up, she's going to be like, well, whoa. I don't understand. Where is this coming from? I mean, you're the nice guy. You're the nice guy. And I can't believe it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And what I'm saying is, listen. Baby, can I ask you a question, baby? Can we have a... Yeah, what's up? Damn, you look... I just like that smell, man. Let me ask you a question. am I a bitch? What, oh, my God. Why would you say that? No, girl. I just want to know. Am I a bitch? No, of course you're not a bitch. Then why you treat me like one? Why you... Why do I look like the kind of motherfucker that wants to sit around and listen to you tease me? Do you think I'm a tease type motherfucker? Look, I asked you to accompany me to lake spread your ass cheeks. I asked you to accompany me to get some wine. And every time I offer you to accompany me, you're giving me an excuse. For that reason, that's why I'm not talking to you anymore.
And that's happened also pretty much.
What's up, brother?
Oh, I'm sorry. And that's happened before pretty much, Steve.
Well, yeah. Well, that, but see, remember, you create that shit, though, brother. I'm saying this, man. I know I will leave a lasting impression on her, but I'm not your hero. I'm not your fucking friend, and I'm not here to get you to like me. Yes, you'll be attracted to me, and yes, you will fall in love, but we ain't motherfucking friends. I ain't your friend. Now, wait, after I nut on you, oh, man, we the best of friends. We buddies at that point. We buddies at that point. We can sit and talk about whatever you want to. But until we get to fucking, we better go towards something or I'm going to let you go. I am not wasting my time. And this is the most important thing because we are 2 months away. 2 months away from a new batch of out-of-the-box women. Because as soon as the motherfucking bitches threw their hat up in the air at graduation and caught that shit, they're game. But we ain't going to talk about that till August. But what I'm saying is, why would I waste my time with you? But see, and again, I'm not making it about sex. Because as long as we're going towards it, I'm fine. We don't have to have it right now. But I will not allow you to tease, play games, or fuck around and think that I'm an average motherfucker that's going to accept that shit. Because I will dismiss you. You see what I'm saying? Because you're going to realize fucking with me, you got 1 foot out of the fucking door anyway. You have 1 foot out of the door. Because you're not sexy. I'm sexy. You're not special. I'm special. You're not beautiful. I'm beautiful. You're not desirable. I'm desirable. You've got to earn that shit. And once you earn it, I will make you feel that. But just because you showing up with ass and titties, and then when we're talking, you're like, well, silence. Or, I saw such and such, and you give me one-word answers, man, fuck you. Do I look like a one-word answer motherfucker? Do I look like you're going to just give me one word? No, don't do that shit. I will correct you one time. Listen, if you want to keep me around, don't ever send me one word because I find that truly disrespectful because that's telling me you ain't got nothing to say. And if I realize you ain't got nothing to say, I'm gone. I'm packing up to the next town, and I'm calling somebody else. And I will do that shit even in front of your fucking ass. And I don't give a good goddamn. But that's why they want to fuck. I can't tell you how many women... remember, I used to ride the bus. Okay, I used to ride two buses to go to work because I wanted to save gas in my car.
Sometimes,
yeah. So I can't tell you how many women would pick me up with a little attitude. You know, they would drive their man's car. I don't know the Mercedes and all those nice cars. I don't know. I'm just driving their car. So what I'm saying is, she get in her car and she's getting the seat. You better not have your head poked out the window. And your hand on your hand on your chin. You know, you can't have that around me because I will stop that fucking car, and I've done this. And listen, and I swear to you, I'm not special. I will stop that car at the next bus stop and tell you to get the fuck on. And they're going to cry, and they're gonna be like, please don't go. No, uh-uh. You had a chance when you picked me up. But I don't start this shit. I don't bring other women up in your face. You're always comparing yourself to other women or asking me questions about other women. I don't fucking bring women up, but yet you do. And then when I tell you that, you know what, where you been? Oh, so who sucked your dick on the 16th floor? You know where I was at, man. We was fucking on the empty floors and shit. So who'd you fuck today?
Because you got it.
Where the woman got your right. Got her lip print on your dick. Shit, I don't know. I'll tell you when I know. Why are you such a dick? Well, then, you know, it's cool. Don't worry about picking me up. Fuck you. I don't pick you up. But see, they know that there are several women waiting to pick me up. See, listen, I don't mind taking the bus. Listen, I swear to you, I will jump. Hey, I will take the bus home. I have no problem taking the bus. They know that this is an opportunity to be with me because that's what I am. I'm not a motherfucking option to a woman, 313. I'm opportunity. And what I'm saying is that when we talk, I don't bring – listen, my job is to make you feel like the only woman in the world, and I can do that. I can make you feel sexy. I can make you need time. And some of these women, that's what they pay for. Now, the difference between an average woman and a client is two totally different things. Now, when your client starts asking you about other women, you got to have a serious talk. Listen, my job is to please you for the moment that you pay for. And if you want me to talk about other women because that gets you off, because sometimes it does get them off, I will talk to you about other women. But I'm not dealing with a fucking attitude. I don't do attitudes. I can't tell you, man. Hey, you know what all the women have in common? You want to know the sound they hear when they have an attitude? You ready, 313? You want to hear this noise? You ready?
What's that?
It's this. Ready? It goes like this. Ready? I'm going to show it. It goes like this. What do you think that is, brother?
They kind of just like what? Taking it, just kind of just.
Nah, I'm going to say wait, one more time. Let's listen. What do you think that is?
Oh, it sounds like searching sounds. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the screen.
I want you to listen. Listen to the sound. Listen to your phone. Listen one more time. What is this sound?
Uh-huh. Sexy sounds. Kissing sounds.
Nope. You know what that fucking is?
Yeah.
That's me turning the signal to pull the fucking car over. Or turn that car.
The blinker. The fucking blinker.
Yes, yes, the blinker. Yes, it's
wow.
It's the blinker. It is the blinker. Yeah. I am not dealing with attitude. Fuck no. I will dismiss you. I will ride I have had them get in the car and follow the bus just trying to wave me down. Or going to the next bus stop. Well, not the okay. So you know the bus, it stops every few blocks, right? So they will go past the next bus stop to pull over to get a ticket and say, "Come on, I'm sorry." because I don't play that shit. Listen, I didn't have much money. I don't play that shit because I know my value and worth. I am the villain. And if you give her an inch, she will take a fucking mile because that's what she's used to doing. I am not here. Listen, I'm not here to hurt her. Listen, I'm going to fuck her feelings up. I'm going to destroy her. And I don't mean to do that. I'm being honest with you. I'm talking about I'm going to hurt her so bad. And I don't even mean to hurt her. I'm not out to hurt women, okay? I'm not that motherfucker.
No, but I get what you mean.
When it hurts them is when I dismiss
them. It's a psychological thing.
Well, no, it's not even psychological. It's listen, they smell themselves when they with average motherfuckers. So they think they're actually more than what the fuck they actually are. So that means they're so used to saying, well, Roger, I don't like this. I don't think we should be together. Why? But I know that we come on, give me a chance. Right? Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, they're not used to a man. In essence, they're not used to a man standing on the square.
Hey, my brother. They ain't even used to a they ain't even used to a motherfucker telling them to go date other people.
Wow.
I'm like, hey, look, baby, listen. I know you want the finer things. I know you want boat rides, plane tickets. I know you want your rent paid or something or anything like that. And if you want that, I am all for you finding that man. Where's my phone at? Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Wait. Shut that shit off. We got my other phone and shit. Let me shut that shit off. But you see what I'm saying? My whole thing is I don't play that shit. I will tell her to. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Damn, my fucking. Dang. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, guys. I would tell her to find another motherfucker, dog, quick. And she ain't used to that. What woman do you know would have a motherfucker not only tell her to find another motherfucker, but I'll help her dress for the motherfucker?
No, I can't even start her for that answer.
No, baby, put on that outfit over there. I think that'll make your titties look bigger. Did you say he was a titty man? Yeah, why don't you wear that? And you know what I'm going to get? Why are you pushing me away? What bitch are you seeing right now? What? Now, I'm going to give you an example. We're going to talk about this. Let me show you an example. Let me show you an example of game. Now, we're going to talk about this shit later on, guys. But because we chopping it up tonight, I want to show y'all something a little special. Let me show y'all some shit. Because y'all think I'm bull. I swear, I think y'all motherfuckers think I'm playing with y'all. I know a lot of y'all like Steve, man. I want you to look at your screen in 1 second. We're going to talk about this shit. Probably going to talk about this shit on Saturday, but I want to show you something because I'm not joking, dog. When I tell you we live this life, this is the life. Hold on, let me find that motherfucking shit. I just downloaded that bitch. Where the fuck is it at? Are you looking at your screen right now? Wait, let me delete something.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Wait, hold on. Before you do that, hold the fuck up. Let me delete something and put this shit up. I want you to see this shit. You need to, listen. Now, before I show you this, guys, this is not me making fun, and this is not me being a dick, but I'm going to show you why I'm a motherfucking dick and why it's all of, no, not because of that. I'm sorry, guys. That's not the right thing. Hold on a second. Let me grab the shit. Hold on. Let me grab the shit. Hold on, let me delete something. All right, guys. You ready? I'm about to upload it right now, and I want you to see all my dog. We're going to talk about this tonight, probably tonight's show. But I want to show you this shit. You ready, caller? You ready? I want you to look at this shit. Look at that shit. I feel frozen. It's not fair. I can't move on. I can't stand still. What the ever-loving hell am I supposed to do? And how to say is just normal. Why am I not enough? See, y'all motherfuckers actually think I'm bullshitting y'all. I'm telling you, man. I'm talking about beauty, man, dating dog. Woo! Come on, man. What?
Yeah, I didn't definitely fumble up the ball before. I gotta unlearn a whole lot of stuff.
You definitely gotta unlearn a whole lot of stuff. You know what you're right now? You're like Charlie Brown. You're like Lucy with the football. And she, every time she put that football on the fucking ground,
she
tried to kick that
right
bitch. She yanked that motherfucker. Yeah, man.
Right.
She yanked that bitch,
and
man.
He fought for it every time.
Yeah, but here's the problem, my brother. The problem is not, okay, it's not necessarily you. It's the fact that your mind fucked you over. Let me explain.
Yeah.
See, your mind pushed you towards that red pill shit because your mind doesn't want you to free yourself. So,
and that's why I said I need to unlearn a whole lot of stuff.
You got to unlearn a lot of stuff because those coats can do a lot of damage because women are not bad. Women are not bad. I'm bad. Women are mean. I'm mean. I'm the dick. I'm the asshole. I'm the cocky, conceited, arrogant motherfucker. But you know what? You know what's so best how they say it? When you have your dick in your mouth, they're like, "You're such an asshole. You're so cocky and conceited. Why are you such a dick?" Because, you know, you have your dick in their mouth and shit. That's how they sound. But I'm just saying, man. And I'm not... I know this sounds crazy, but y'all motherfuckers think these women are actually, like, special, man. I can train her to be special, right? I can train her to be special. How do I train her to be special? By training her, by we going on a field trip. They love when I tell them we're going on a field trip. Oh, man, they get excited. Because a field trip to them is maybe a cruise or I'm going to whisk them away somewhere. But my field trip we're going on is to the grocery store so you can learn how to cook for my motherfucking cake ass. Does that make any sense, my brother?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you got any other questions and shit, my big dog? You got any other questions I can answer?
Man, I appreciate you. Listen, I just ordered my puzzle board, too. I've been listening to you a lot lately. I see you got a book coming out in August, man. I'm definitely going to copy that.
But,
I need to get some culture, man. I can't thank you enough.
Absolutely. But this is what I want to show you about the puzzle pieces. The puzzle pieces are going to begin the process of you communicating with yourself. Okay? It's going to be about you communicating yourself, okay? All right, so you do that shit, get at me, and we'll go from there, okay, my brother?
I appreciate you.
All right, I appreciate you. I'll be on for an hour, some more change. You got another question, just call back, okay, big dog? Just call back. Thank you for the call, 313. Steve, from your experience, do you think 1 hour is the best time to spend on a date or the time you intend to last for yourself? Because I don't like talking a lot sometimes. Well, Code, all right, you don't understand the beauty and the power of your voice. See, you don't like to talk because you really ain't got nothing to say. When I'm talking to her, I'm showing her why she should suck my dick. And I don't set a time on a date. It's just I'm a dick on a date. What I used to do, and I kind of stopped doing that because I hurt feelings. I don't mean to do that shit. But we're on a date, and everything's going great. And we get to the car, and we start kissing. And she wants to move forward. I always shut her down and say, no, I'm going to end it right here. And the reason I do that is because she actually will tell herself with a guy, this is as far as I'm going to take it. You see what I'm saying? She'll say, well, you know, this is my time spot. I'm going to give him. And this is as far as I want to take it. You know, I'm not going to fuck him or suck his dick. If we kiss, that's as far as I'm going to take it. But see, because I'm a dick, I'll get their fucking pussy wet and don't fuck them. Matter of fact, I'm such a motherfucking... I'm such an asshole. Guys, I tell you, man, when I used to get my Indian guy lotion, spray that shit on my dick and not come, guys, I break them. I don't even mean it. My mentality to conquer is so above all my thinking sometimes that I don't even come. And that breaks them. I love breaking them. Oh, I break them. They start crying. Because they think their pussy is so great that I'm supposed to come in a few minutes. I break them. I break them, man. I break them. Let's see what you're saying here. What are some of the game example movies? Well, I've showed you Young Dweller. Purple Rain is a great one. There's a few great scenes. Morris telling the woman, "Hey, look, bitch, I'm gonna make you love me." There's a scene in there where Prince is looking at the guitar, and when she got her first bit of money, she bought him the guitar and brought it to him. There's Game in 9.5 Weeks, where he flipped her and like tricked her out, and made her do a bunch of nasty shit. There's Game in 50 Shades of Grey and Bridges of Madison County. And the best one you need to watch is Love, Sex, or Sex Life. Love, Sex, or Sex Life, whatever. So that's something. No, well, it's any guy, but you can get sprays to stop you from coming. They numb the dick, so you just straight fucking. So I'm just saying that I just break motherfuckers just for the sheer fuck if I can do it. How do you get intimate with older women when you know she's attracted, but she's resistant and knowing that you're younger? Well, my brother, you're doing it all wrong. You're allowing a woman, 857, I'll bring you in 1 second. You're doing it all wrong. See, you're allowing the woman to dictate how you move and how you pace, brother. Sex life. Thank you, L-Dog. How you move and how you pace. Let me tell you something. If you're wasting my fucking time, I don't give a fuck. You know, you got to be legal. Legal. 21, 22, 23, fucking 45. I don't give a fuck how old you are. You better be on your fucking A game when you're with me. Because if you're not in your fucking A game, I will dismiss your ass. Tell me I'm young and I will just... Hey, guys, let me tell you. When I was... hold on a second, 875, I got you. Let me tell you something. When I was young, a little lad, and I started working in Macy's in the mall. Let me know, was it Macy's? Or was it, I know I fucked the older chick at the Gap, but I think it was Macy's. And this older chick wanted to get at my ass, right? And see, she knew I wasn't playing around. I knew she was on me, but I was like, look, you playing games and shit. And guess what? Until that one day, she said, hey, I know you're going to take the bus home. I know you're going to take the bus home. So would you like a ride home? I said, no, we can just go back to your place. Oh. Wow, that's a little presumptuous. I mean, you young guys. Oh, wait. You know what? Don't worry about it. I'll talk to you later. Fucked her up. I'm not that motherfucker. I've fucked. All I've been doing all my life is fucking older women. Since I was young, I was always messing with older girls. I never fucked because sometimes I couldn't get my dick hard because I was nervous. I ain't going to lie on my dick. I didn't fuck. I did not fuck. I'm being honest with you. But I've been naked with older girls. When my sister, if anybody has sisters, and back in the day they had slumber parties and shit, oh, my God, the older girls would kiss on me and touch on me and rub on me. And I was, you know, we had a two, and I got you, 875. Give me a second. I was living in an apartment complex, and y'all, I'm telling you, it's on Clopper Road in Gaithersburg, Maryland. The apartment complex was Orchard Pond. Yeah, because Quincy Orchard was across the street. I was in Orchard Pond in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Montgomery County, Maryland. That's where I was at. And let me tell y'all motherfucking something. Man, I was messing. Man, even when I was in Virginia Beach, Virginia, off of 4953 Sherbert Road, I think it was, in Virginia Beach, and I was always, girls were always touching me, rubbing me, and feeling me, and all the other shit. I would mess with, when I was in junior high, I was fucking with high school girls. When I was in high school, freshman, I was fucking with juniors and sophomores. As a sophomore, I was fucking with juniors and seniors. As a junior, I was fucking with seniors and college girls. As a senior, I was fucking with college girls and adult-ass women. So I've always been fucking with older women. So I'm not that motherfucker. I know myself. I can take care of that motherfucking pussy. Right, let me bring in Eric Code 857-574. 857, how you doing, brother? What's up? How can I help you?
What's going on, Steve? How you doing, boss? Just a couple
man,
questions.
I'm living your world, brother. How are you, man? How are you?
I'm doing okay, boss. I just got to see if, I'll run down the story real quick for you.
What's going on?
So basically, I just started this new job, and it's a small little establishment, and I'm getting a lot of
yes.
attention from the girls there. And
sure.
So basically, I met like the
first
day I was there.
Pause for a second.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wait, excuse me. Look here, you dumb bitch. I said Orchard Pond was the name of the apartment complex, you dumb fucker. And if you got a problem with what I'm saying, take your bitch ass on two walls down. Because you ain't going to come in this motherfucker disrespecting these motherfuckers or me. You understand that, bitch? So you get your bitch out of there. You got one more time. Say something else, smart ass, and watch what the fuck happens. Bitch, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please continue.
Nah, you're good. It's all
okay,
good, boss. But basically, I just started this new job, and it's a small little establishment, and I'm getting a lot of attention from the girls around. And basically, the first day I was there, I wouldn't say I backed there. I just
all right,
got
wait,
this
wait,
one girl.
Wait. You're missing it. No. Wait. All right, I want you to think. What's the move right here? What am I thinking right here? What am I thinking?
Right, what's
what
the
am
question,
I
basically? Move?
No. What's the move?
The
They're
move?
All on your ass. What's
right.
the move? I want you to, come on. It's right there in front of you. What's the move?
Right. So to get on them. Exactly. And that's what I'm trying
how?
To
say. Wait, how?
Right.
How? Mm-hmm. What's the end game? What's the end game? Come on.
The end game is to fuck, for sure.
No. The end game. No. I don't want you losing your job. No.
Facts.
The end game is to fuck their friends.
Fuck their friends.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Look, peep game. Let me show you something.
Mm-hmm.
And 574, be patient because I got to break something down this young man. Oh, wait, 857, wait. You hold on, 857. Let me grab it because I got to talk.
Yep.
I got to break it down. All right, hold on. I'm holding okay. 857. I'm going to put you in pose real quick. Let me grab 574 because I got to break it down to 857. 574, did you have a quick question real quick, sir?
Oh, no question. I was going to say something, but now I want to hear you step through
okay.
because you need some coaching.
All right, so I got you. All right, hold on 577. I'll put you back in. All right, 857. All right,
yep.
Let me show you game, big dog.
Yep.
The job is nothing like – the job is just like high school. They're nothing
yeah.
but pockets of clicked up people, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
let me ask you a question. Is your job – are you in an office building?
No, it's a restaurant.
Okay, you're in a restaurant. Okay. So this is how you got to play it, all right? This is how you play it.
Yeah.
Even at the restaurant, their pockets still, it doesn't matter what the situation is, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do, if they own your ass, you treat everybody cool, all right? You be cool with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you even be cool with the guys because the guys even got women you can fuck. Everybody's got something that you can fuck.
Right.
Don't fuck anybody. Fuck their friends first. All right, right now, I would say December is important. But right now it's important to be cool with these women because
yeah,
if you're
for sure.
cool with these women, there is this major party that's going to happen a month from now. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a picnic. It's going to be a pool party or a barbecue
mm-hmm.
called the 4th of July. Get together and gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is, look, just be cool with these people. Find out what they into, where they going to be getting into. Not now. Let's say the second week. Let's say 2 weeks from now. What y'all get into for the fourth? Oh, well, I got a party to go to. Oh, shit, really? I can't believe you wouldn't invite me to the party. I can't believe you invite me to the party. Oh, well, you come to the party. Hey, what do you think? Okay, when guys hear, okay, there's a party, what's the first thing that comes to your mouth, out of your mind? Are there going to be any bitches there, dog? Are there going to be any women there, dog?
For real.
Any women there? Right. So wait. You don't think the same thing will happen when the girls are getting together? Oh, there's a party. Going to be any guys there? Oh, yeah. Well, there's one guy I work with. You know, all the girls trying to get at him, but let me tell you, he's real smooth and he's real cool and all this other stuff. Oh, really? Does he have a Facebook page? Okay, well, here's his Facebook page. Or his blah, blah, blah. And they selling you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I used to do, all right, I would set up the 4th of July to fuck somebody's either his wife, his girlfriend, or her friends. Now, don't judge me. I ain't shit, so don't judge me. What I'm not saying, man. And I don't even mean to fuck them. They throw themselves at me. All right, let me show you what happens. So in December, well, I always tell you, what I do in December is that's when I'm Clark Kent, all right? So what I do is put on my Clark Kent glasses, and I'm pushing my mail cart. Hey, how you doing, Miss Such and Such? And hi, and all this other stuff. You know, I'm just being Clark Kent and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
but then I find out the motherfuckers that's going to happy hour. Hey guys, can I go? Y'all mind if I go to happy hour with you? Yeah, Steve is cool. Steve, come on and go to happy hour with us. You know, hey, I don't worry about Steve. He's just like, all right. Then I take off my fucking glasses and go to Superman mode, and I'll be fucking getting all the bitches and fucking shit. So what happens is the guys realize I'm a ladies' man. So when they're having problems, who do you think they come? They come to me when they have women problems, but they also come to me to hear the stories of the women I'm fucking. Who'd you fuck this weekend? Who sucked your dick this weekend, Steve? Well, I know you got your dick this week. Who fucked Steve? Who you been? Ah, man, I tell you. But let me tell you what these motherfuckers do. These motherfuckers, because they don't know how to talk to their women. They will use me to fucking talk. They'll smile in your face. Stab you in your back. They'll get around your girl and be like, yeah, let me tell you about 587, man. Yeah, baby, we got this guy at work. He's just such a dick. I mean, all he's doing is fucking all the girls. And then to a point where I'm the center of their conversation. Or you, let's use you as an example. Well, and then she's going to start saying, well, what did he do today? Who did he fuck today? Oh, yeah, man, all he's just fuck women. He's just like a womanizer. All he does, he just talks. He just told me about this woman that he took upstairs and he fucked the shit out of her. Or, a woman he took, he's a fucking bus boy. And all he did, because when I was a bus boy, I was fucking. Matter of fact, when I was a bus boy, I made two deals with the waiters. I said, I will help you get some pussy, or I'll take care of you. All you got to do is come get me. When there's a badass bitch, and I don't give a fuck if she's with her parents or not. I used to work at Red Lobster. All right, I used to work at Red Lobster. So when I was working at Red Lobster as a bus boy, I was cool with the waiters. Dog, hey man, I'll get you some pussy on the side. I'll help you about your problems and shit. You just let me know if there's a badass motherfucker. Because see, I want the women to see me in action too. Because I don't give a fuck if she's sitting down with her parents. I will take off my little cake-ass apron and shit, and I go out there. Hi, sir, how you doing? My name is Steve. How you doing? My name is Steve. Hey, everybody. I don't mean to bother you. I just wanted to take a moment to see if it's okay if I talk to your daughter. Because, I'm not going to talk to the bitch because her daddy's right. I will talk to the daddy or the fucking mother and pull her ass aside and say, listen, I know you're busy right now enjoying your meal, but when you get done, I'll find you. And I'll go ahead and talk to you then. How I find her? Because when they ask for a check, that's when the waiter's going to let me know they about to wrap up. So give them about 5 minutes and shit. I got to get in there and smile and bag up their shit and sign their bullshit, whatever, right? And then what? I'm over there, hey, man, I'm over that motherfucker spitting yak in her ear. I'm fuck, man. But anyway, what I'm saying is that I want those people to know that I'm not trying to fuck them. I don't want to fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fuck their friends to make them want to fuck me. See, when you hang out with somebody, because I'm cool with the lady. Hey, lady, how y'all doing? You know, I flirt a little bit and shit, but I never sample shit at work.
Yeah.
But on Thursday's my look. I'm telling you, this is the hunt. I don't give a fuck if it's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. This is the plan. The plan is if I'm working the bus boy and I'm asking every bitch in that motherfucker what they getting into. If I go to Walmart and I know that motherfucker in line, that guy that I always go to, I'm asking him what he getting into. If I'm at McDonald's, give me some kibbles and I see the motherfucker I always deal with, what you getting into Thursday, Friday? Because somebody's getting into something with some beautiful women. Somebody's getting into something. And I need to know what that something is. So because like I say, that right now, a month from now, is 4th of July. Oh,
correct.
My God.
Exactly.
All right, let me tell you something, 857. And I scared a lot of people last year. I scared a lot of people. You want to know why I scared them? All right. In order to understand the 4th of July, you have to understand Halloween. Because I have this thing called Halloween game where I show you to create the perfect costume that's going to have beautiful women coming at you. And a lot of guys are scared of that, right? So last year was the first year after COVID. Last year. So I scared them because I told them these women have been locked up like a caged ass animal and they're going to be very aggressive. They're going to want to fuck. They want to party, fuck, and suck dick. Especially the new recruits of pussy, the new elk and zebra and deer that's legal. Because remember, once she throws that hat up in the air, you know, they sing their fucking graduation song and all that stupid shit. Once she throws her hat up in the air and catches it, she is an adult at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It is at that point, we'll talk more about this in August, is that point. She's looking for a motherfucker who knows how to fuck. She is an adult, and at this point, she's starting to get her way because she's flapping away from the nest. Because guess what she's flapping away from? No more mommy and daddy telling her what the fuck to do. No more mommy and daddy telling her what time she can come in the house. They just preparing her and getting her ready to take that drive to old college to pack up our stuff and be like, mom and dad are going to miss you. My mommy, my dad. She's like, oh, I'm about to get my, I'm about to fuck.
Facts.
I'm about to get some dick. And mom and dad are like, oh, my girl, that's my baby. And she's like, man, I'm about to get my knees pushed back. I'm going to listen, and this is no judgment. Some are going to say I'm going to get some dick. Some are going to say I'm going to get two dicks. Some are going to say I'm going to lick some pussy. Some are going to say I'm going to be licking some dicks and some pussy. I'm going to act the fuck up wild.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
I'm going to act the fuck up wild. And what I'm saying is that the important thing here is that you got to be on your A game. And this is very crucial. They don't want high school because that's all they dealt with for fucking 8 years. Junior high and high school motherfuckers that didn't know what they were doing, beat around the bush, and played the hero in every fucking story. They want to be bad, but they want to be bad with somebody who is bad. They're not, they don't have a halo over their head while they're sucking a dick. They're like, I'm going to take this motherfucker off and do like a one. Wait. You're just chucking this shit over the fucking, you know what I mean? They don't want to be a good girl. They've been good all their fucking life. Think about all the Walt Disney girls that you've seen throughout that's come through Mickey Mouse. What have you seen? All the Hannah Montanas and Lizzie McGuire's and Britney Spears.
Exactly.
All MIC, Mickey Mouse. Oh, I'm so good. Oh, hi, Mickey. And then they get older. What do they
exactly.
do? They act the fuck out. Their skirt gets yanked the fuck up. Their shirt gets ripped out. And their titty. They want to learn sexuality. But we'll talk
exactly.
more about that in August, guys. We'll talk more about that in August. But what I'm saying yeah. to you, brother, is that don't fuck the women at your job, okay? Now, don't fuck the women at your job. What you want to do, okay,
yeah.
is you want to be cool with the women.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are cool with them, they're all going to lead you to the promised land, even the guys. Well, let me tell you my story, because I know 25-7 won't be long, but let me tell you the story. Look, always happens. When I was working in the office building, man, you motherfuckers are always talking to me about, all right, turn me down in the background. Turn that shit down in the background. But these motherfuckers out here want to talk to me about, you know, who'd you fuck?
Yeah.
All right, let me show you some game. Let me show you how fucking cold women are. All right. So I'm going to give you some game. Like, say you with your girl, right? And
mm-hmm.
you see another chick coming your way and you want to look at her ass. How do you do it, Carl?
Yeah.
How do you do it? Let's say you with your girl.
Mm-hmm.
You see a fine-ass bitch with hips and thighs, but you want to look at that ass. How do you do it? How would you do it if you would? If you don't do anything, what would you do? How would you do it?
Okay, she got the fatty. I'm going to turn my head. I'm going to look at that. I'm gonna turn my head.
No. Because when you look at it, you're disrespecting your
girl.
Yeah, you gotta
give a set.
No. This is what you do. This is how you play the game. If you know she's coming your way, you turn around and you start doing things where your vision can have her ass walk into yours. Or number two, as she's walking by, babe. Look at how she dresses. Can you believe how she dresses? Look at why she got her ass hanging out. You see the thing? No.
Word.
But no, there's a reason why I'm saying that. It's
yeah.
No. The reason I'm saying that shit is this is because of what women do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let me show you how women do that shit. No, women do it a whole different way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Women say, you know what? Why don't you bring that motherfucker to our party this Friday so I can
mm-hmm.
give him a piece of my mind? That's how they do it.
Mm-hmm,
so their men
mm-hmm.
are saying, okay, but you know what she doing? She is sending
yeah.
the dick and ball, not the bat signal. It's the
mm-hmm.
dick and balls signal to her girlfriends. Da 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 da. Dick and balls. She's sending
exactly.
that out. Why? Because remember, whenever they have that party on Friday, what are the women saying? Who's invited?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you remember that
exactly.
guy? You remember that guy 857 that I told you about? That's fucking all those women at the job. He's like a dick
mm-hmm.
and an asshole. Well, I just finally told my husband or my boyfriend to bring him over to our game night on Friday so I can give him peace of my mind. But, hey, girls, there's a chance y'all can talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, okay. see, they all send that shit up because of the fucking
exactly.
man. You see what I'm saying?
It's
see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, always, look, think about the game. See,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, I used to tell guys, let me tell you, I used to tell guys to go see 50 Shades of Grey. I used to tell them to go see Harry Potter. I used to tell them to see Twilight. Why do you think
yeah.
I tell them motherfuckers to go see Harry Potter so much? Why do you think when Harry Potter is out, Why do you think I was telling them? Because there's another Harry Potter coming out, and I'm going to tell you motherfuckers to go see that shit. But why do you think I tell these motherfuckers to see? Nobody's giving you this game. I'm going to show you some tight game. Nobody talks about this shit. Why do you think I tell you guys to push and see Harry Potter?
Are the hoses at the movies?
Nah, let me break it down to you. Y'all don't see. I'm going to show you something.
Yeah.
On the Discovery Channel, because life is like nature, the lions don't go really after the prey. The lions wait by the water hole and let the food come to them because they know all the animals have to do something, and that's what? They got to drink water, right? So they stay by the water. So they let them come. Hey, when they hungry, I'm not running after your fucking ass. You coming to me, right? I want a peep game. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about something that y'all fucking miss all the time. Because what I want all you guys to do, all you guys, and I'm going to prove a point to y'all, and y'all going to laugh y'all ass off tomorrow. All my guys listening, I got a homework assignment for you. Ask your boy, hey, man, I heard there's going to be a new Harry Potter. You want to go see it when it comes out? 99.9% of motherfuckers say, motherfucker, I ain't going to see no stupid-ass Harry Potter. Fuck, I'm going to see that stupid-ass shit. That's for kids and whatever. They're going to be like, oh, I promise. All right. But let me show you game. Let me show you, gang, that y'all don't even see. It's beautiful. All right. Let's take a 10-year-old girl. Let's say that Harry Potter is coming out next week. Just to give you an example. Let's say Harry Potter is coming out next Friday, okay?
Yeah.
Let's take a 10-year-old girl back in 2012. Who reads all the Harry Potter books. She's seen all the Harry Potter movies. She's got a Harry Potter. She dressed up as a Harry Potter wizard maybe for Halloween or whatever. Where do you think her tight-ass, college, horny-ass body is going to be 10 years later when she's in college? And see, people don't understand this weird thing called cosplay. Cosplay is when women, fuck y'all. Let me show y'all something. Let me show you. Wait. Watch this. Wait. Hold on. Let me show y'all. Y'all motherfuckers think I'm playing. Let me show y'all fucking something. Let me show you motherfuckers something. Hold on. Let me say this shit. Let me say this picture. Say this image right here. Let me show y'all some shit. I'm a game y'all look. Y'all actually think I'm fucking around with y'all. I swear I got you. Watch this shit. Watch this shit. Let me show y'all something. I'm gonna show y'all game. Cause nobody, remember, what I'm showing y'all, nobody talks about. Nobody is gamed up enough to show you what the fuck I'm about to show you. All right, so watch this shit. Look at this shit right here. Now watch this. I want y'all to see this now. Now let's take that 10-year-old girl we fast forward 10 years. There's a brand new Harry Potter movie coming out. Do you not think that she is going to wear her cosplay Harry Potter outfit at the fucking premiere of the movie? With all of her, hey, guys, hold on, this gets deeper. With all of her loser guy friends.
Facts.
Oh, my God, it's Harry Potter. Hey, are you going to dress up? Yeah, well, let's all band together and dress up. I'm going to dress up as a wizard. What are you going to dress up as? Oh, well, I'm going to, you know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm going to get me a nice Harry Potter outfit. I'm going to dress up like they would dress up in Harry Potter. And y'all motherfuckers don't even see that shit. I'm not going to Harry Potter for the fucking movie, but I'll have a shirt on that says, I'm Harry Potter's uncle, Bald Potter. That's all that. I've done it before. I'm telling you. Why do you think? The thing that people don't understand about game is you got to keep your ear to the ground. 50 Shades of Grey, Magic Mike. Mm-hmm. Did you know Magic Mike, they had to put plastic on the seats because women were nutting and peeing on the seats? Did you know when they had Magic Mike, they had to clean up dildos and all kind of shit because women were fucking themselves, I mean, through 50 Shades of Grey? I'm telling you, I'm not bullshitting you. What I'm saying is that I keep my ear to the ground. Ask them about Twilight. Every day, man, I ain't going to see no dumb Twilight back then. You want to know what? Twilight, Harry Potter, Hunger Games.
Yeah.
All those motherfuckers had one thing in common, is that they were popular books that were made into movies. And what parents usually do is give the children popular books. But these are women that grow up to be older. I'm talking about older women. I'm talking about, let me show y'all motherfuckers, man. Let me show y'all something. Hold on, let me show y'all some shit. Because y'all motherfuckers think this shit ain't, I mean, I'm telling you, these motherfucking women will cosplay, okay, is very important to these women out here because they love to dress up. They love to dress up in their favorite Harry Potter uniform to make it sexual or sexy. And see why everybody's saying, why would you go see Harry Potter? That's stupid. Why see Harry Potter? I'm not going to see Harry Potter. That's stupid. Why? That's, you know, they would say all that stupid shit. You see what I'm saying? They would say all that stupid shit, right? But you know who the fuck going? I'm going to see Harry Potter. I'm like, see what you getting at, you motherfucker? I'm going to see Harry Potter tonight. This week is Friday. I'm going to see Harry Potter. Man, see, come on, man. Why would you see that shit, motherfucker? I'm gone, man. You don't have to know why the fuck I'm going to see that shit. I'm going to see that shit. And what the fuck will happen when I go see that shit, right, guys? I'm the only one there, and I roll up on some shit like this. Around all of her, hey, look, guys. Around all of her loser-ass friends. All of her nerdy loser fucking friend. You know how, oh my God. Guys, it's not even fucking fair. It's not even fair how easy this shit is. I don't give a fuck if it's Star Wars, Star Trek, sci-fi shit. Guys, this is why I always tell you, around this time we have this shit called Comic-Con. Oh my God. Oh my God, the nerd. It is nerd pussy. It is nerd pussy. It is geeky girl. No, hold on, man. Let me show y'all motherfuckers. Let me show y'all what y'all motherfuckers missing out because y'all are too good to go to Comic-Con, right? Hold on. Hold on. Let me show y'all. Let me show y'all what y'all fucking missing because y'all mother like, man, I'm not going to that stupid nerd bitch with all them nerdy motherfuckers. Fuck them nerds. Them nerds, I'm not fucking with them nerds.
Yo, Steve.
Them nerds, what's up?
Wait, no. I didn't even know I was still on the phone, no cap.
No cap, what?
No, I didn't know I was still on the phone. I didn't even know I was still on the jack. Just one more question. I'm going to let you keep going with that. My fault. I didn't even know.
Yeah, let me just show you this photo. Let me see if I can grab this photo and shit. Hold on, let me see if I can grab
I say
photo.
That.
I mean, she ain't all that, but God damn it, she ain't. Hey, we can go aqua hunt. Well, I can't show the picture. Let me see. Let me find something. Let me show you shit. Like, y'all, how the fuck do y'all miss this shit? But I'm saying, I always keep my ear to the ground with game, dog. What I'm saying that I'm literally telling y'all motherfuckers while y'all at home doing nothing, you motherfuckers should be at Comic-Con, man. Hold on, let me show you. Hold on, give me something. I'm going to show you one more thing. Hold on, let me show y'all some shit. Because y'all motherfuckers don't understand nerdy, geeky pussy. Just because you are not a nerd and a geek doesn't mean you can't partake in taking pussy from these nerdy motherfuckers who can't get pussy. I'm not just talking about her. Let me show y'all what. Look, all these women I'm about to show you right here are nerds and geeks. It's just they have a body. I'm not saying they all that. I'm just giving you all an example. They are sexy women that wear nerdy shit. Because right. just she can't remember, guys, a woman cannot choose what she likes to do. Just because she looks good doesn't mean her personality isn't the chess club, the music club, the glee club, the fucking, goddamn it. And y'all motherfuckers like, you ask your boys, y'all don't believe me, ask your boys tomorrow, would y'all go? Hey, Harry Potter's coming out, man. You want to go see it when it comes out? They're going to look at you like you got the plague. Motherfucker, why the fuck would I say that stupid shit? And if they say that, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Just be all right, cool. That's all you got to say. All right, cool. All right, but no, what's your next question? What's up?
So basically, just long story short, it was this one girl I was talking to. I hit it one time. We ended up getting that.
Talking to her about what? What are you talking to her about what? You say talking to her. What the fuck are you talking to her about?
Yeah, we was talking for a little bit. I hit it. Like, I hit it while we was talking.
All right, so but you hit it. Okay, what's the problem?
Yeah, and then we ended up getting it. I ended up hitting up her, the friend that, we ended up getting it because her friend, I told her basically that her friend, like, I wanted her friend first, basically. Like, when, like, it was like we stopped talking at one point, and I was like, it don't matter anymore because I wanted your friend anyway first.
Stop. Why didn't you, while you was, because you ain't using the fucking 101.5 player dirty talk, why didn't you, when you were playing with her pussy or have her play with her pussy to taste her pussy juices to prepare her to fuck her friend? The only problem, listen, real quick before you ask your question, my biggest problem, the biggest fuck-up I did, my greatest fuck-up was I fucked too good one time. That's my biggest problem. So I'm with this one chick, right? And she's like, you know what? I want my friend to try you out. But before my friend tries you out, I want to try you out. And then I was like, all right, I'm about to bust her motherfucking ass and move the furniture. Because her friend was a thick Iowa. I say fat. I said flat stomach and cornbread thick. Okay. So I was like, you bring her fucking out. I think she's in Iowa or something. One of those corn fed fucking places. You bring that bitch down there, and I'm gonna go in and tap her off, and I'm gonna show you because I know you ain't eat pussy, but I'm gonna get you eat her pussy and all other stuff. But see, your problem was you fucked it up.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to throw another woman in her face like that. You convince her that maybe you could bring your friend in. Or, matter of fact, I got a better idea. Why don't you watch me fuck your friend? Because there's several times, even in the thing that I showed y'all, if y'all listen to the Man Mindset music I have, I've had several women just bring me over just to watch me fuck their friends while they sit in the corner and play with their pussy. So you can do a million things, but what's your question, though? What's your question, though?
That's different. Yeah, but my question is basically charging this girl that I ended up fucking, not the friend, because I basically, once I told her that, she ended up, like, cutting me off all that. But
did you name the pussy? Say no. You didn't name the pussy, did you?
Nah, hell no. Nah.
Nope. Why didn't you name the pussy? Why didn't you name the pussy?
Because, no cap, it wasn't even all that. Like, I hit it, like,
at the bigger picture.
Fair.
I'm not reaching out to say hi to you. I just want to know how Popcorn is doing. Are you keeping up with her? Is she shaving? Because I just want to let you know. I'm not messaging you. I just want to know how Popcorn is because I love the flavor of her lips when I licked on her. So just tell Popcorn I said hi. See that?
Yeah.
You ain't even see y'all. Don't, what y'all got to learn some game, man. Y'all just fucking shit up.
Yeah, facts.
All right, so you may talk to her. So what do you want to say to her?
Basically, after I said that, she ended up kicking me out the crib.
Okay, you should have been in the crib with her. But go ahead. So what's your question?
That was smooth. I went to her crib. You know, I was just sleeping over that night, but she just said got me. I was like, all right, I'm out of here. I did.
What's your question?
My question is, basically, this girl's hitting me back up, trying to get back. You feel me? But I've been talking to her.
What is she saying? The message?
in the message, she's saying, like, she didn't even, well, first she texted me, like, yo, we got to talk this time and the other, and she called me, and I picked up.
See, if you would have got with Unk, you know what Unk would have said?
What he said?
I don't want to talk. This is what I want to do. Do you want to play?
Word.
Play what? Do you want to play? That's all I want to know. If you want to play, we'll play. If not, I'm going to move on because you're wasting my time.
Exactly.
I don't need to, if we already fuck, I'm not going to fucking talk to you. We're going to move this shit to where I want to take it. And what I want to do tonight when you take a shower is I want to go live and I want to see the water roll off your motherfucking sexy ass body. And I want the sud to hit every crevice and curve of your body, do all the talking for you. We don't need to
communicate.
We just need to set up a time. That's all. But for the meantime, why don't you show me what I'm going to be looking forward to? So why don't you go in and get in the shower when you wash yourself? Just put me in the corner, go live, and let me watch you if you want to play. That's all I'm saying. You see what I'm saying, dog? I'm not going to sit there, well, you know, I was on my period, and, you know, I just wasn't feeling right. You know, I was about to go.
I still, Steve, I still want the friend. That's why it's like I don't even know if I'm
trying
to take this girl back.
Okay, here's your problem. Now say this with love. Your fuck game is not good enough where she, listen, she should sell. All right, let me give you an example. Are you watching the screen right now?
Nah, I can go to it, though.
I go to the screen right now, and let me show you just off of the two things I'm going to show you why I would be fucking the friend.
Bad
Are you much. Ready?
Yep.
All right, let me show you why I'd be fucking a friend. Right here. This is all I got to do, and I'm going to be fucking a friend. You want to know why? Because you ain't ever doing – hey – every motherfucker she's had has never done this shit. Girl, you won't believe it. When he was eating my pussy, when he was doing this and he was doing that, girl, he took his hand and he went from between one and two. But one and two are broken up to four sides. It could be left calf, right calf, the front calf, or the back of the calf, right? The arch of the front. And he did this. And then he moved his thing down to two and three, and he started working my lower calf. And then he started working my ankles. And then all of a sudden, while he had me on my back, and he was fucking me. Oh my God! His hands, while he was stroking me, his thumb was working area number three. And then he moved to area number two. And the way he did with his hands, he took his thumb and he did a half moon around the arch of my thing and then came back. You see, this is why I be fucking
damn, I never even knew of this shit.
Yeah, hey, right. Hey, dog, exactly. Bro, this is the way you went. This is why you're here. This is why you're here.
Word.
Because
word.
I'm sex,
oh,
motherfucker,
man.
And I'm showing you. I'm going to
run that back.
But I'm showing you why her friend is going to fuck you. Because once she tells her friend that kind of shit, she's sending a dick to a friend.
But
so
you know,
a friend is going to want
to
sample
man.
That shit.
These
What's
selfish.
That?
These girls are selfish.
No. Girls are smart and conniving. Even though she's okay, remember, I always call it unicorn sex. So if a woman sees a unicorn, right, in the forest, right? She's either going to capture it or tell her friends about it because it's so amazing, right? So when you start doing this shit, the five play, the way I show you to eat pussy, kissing 101, how I kiss women, dirty talk, master the bedroom, fucking 101, man, she's going to be telling her friend play by play of all the nasty shit you were doing.
Exactly.
Like, guess what? Every guy that she has ever met has never done. So what I just showed you right now, every woman has dealt with a lot of guys who ain't even doing this shit.
Exactly.
Guess what her friend will say to your girl? Oh, wow, that's cool. Oh, man. Would you say he worked at? Oh, wait a second. Oh, he worked at a restaurant on the corner of, hey, wait a second, girl. Would you say he worked? Wait, girl. Wait, watch this, caller. Would you, wait, girl. Wait, last thing. Did you say he works on the corner of my dick in your forehead and the balls in your mouth? Oh, no, girl, he doesn't work on that corner. No, he works on the corner of your face and pillow and your ass up in the air. That's where he works. So where the fuck do you think she's going to go visit you on? Hey, where do you think she's going to, when she get hungry, she going to be like, you know what? Let's go to the corner of your face with the pillow and ass in. Let me see if that motherfucker working. Hey, excuse me, manager. Is 857 working today? No, he ain't working today. Oh, you know he's gonna be. Oh, he'll be in later on tonight. Oh, okay. Can I get your name? Oh no, I'll just come back later on. And but can you seat me in his area? See, y'all don't think women are conniving enough. She will sit in, if you're a waiter, she's gonna sit in your area and play like, oh, hey, how are you? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Just to get a sample of that dick that her girl sold you on. Okay? Yeah. Just tell her girl, hey, take that shower, let me see that pretty pussy while you wash yourself. And then what you need to start doing while you make her play with her pussy, start making her suck her pussy juices. Start making her get, you gotta get her acclimated to somebody else. Even though she might not want to do it. Hey, with the right motherfucker, she will lick motherfucking pussy, okay?
Exactly.
All right, so I told you, let me grab 574 because I know I'm talking my
appreciate
head.
Steve.
Man, I appreciate you more, dog. We throw you back in. Respect to you, brother. You stay up, man. You got a question, let me know. Let me bring in 574. 574, you just listen. You have a question now. Spinning all this motherfucking game, man. 574, hello. I don't know. I'll wait for him. I think he's got me on a time delay, so we got to wait for him to catch up. So he's probably listening to me in the back. Let's wait. We'll just wait for him. Okay. You still listening? I listen to myself. All right. Anyway, he'll call back. I'm going to have him call back. He'll call us back. What I'm saying to y'all guys, you got a question to ask. I'm saying to y'all guys, man, that this is the time right now where all the nasty shit is going down. It's around this time, again, I give y'all some game real quick. And this is another way to get into the orgies and shit. See, what I used to do is I used to carry $60 with me. $60. And I would hit one club that had a DJ, a bartender, and a bouncer. And I would hunt those three motherfuckers down because they had something greater. This wasn't sex. This is deep. This is a deep game right here. So every time I went, I would invest $60. I see the bouncer, give him some love, some dap, slide him a 20. I see the bartender after I order my bitch drink. You know, y'all know I don't drink. So my bitch drink is orange juice mixed with pineapple. And if I'm a little frisky, I add Sprite. Fuck y'all. Don't judge me. That's my bitch drink. But after I order my little bitch ass drink, I would give the bartender 20. When I saw the DJ, I'd give him a 20. Okay. So I'm already, there's two things that I'm setting up. I want y'all to look at the moves here. What do you think on Saturday night at this popular place where nobody gets in and there's a long row of motherfucking beautiful-ass women, but I walk by all those beautiful women and that motherfucker lets me in? All right? It's a little bit of clout right there. What happens when I'm at a woman and I'm talking to her and we go to the bar? The bartender knows me. Already has my drink ready for me. Or what do you think happens when the DJ recognizes I walk in that motherfucker and I get a shout out over the intercom? But see, not even those things. I can get those things. Those are minuscule. That's not what I want. See, what y'all don't understand is the bartender, and I talked this about before, the bartender, the DJ, and the bouncer, they all have one thing in common, is that is the owner of the restaurant, of the club, is trying to be cool and fit in. So sometimes they play basketball on Saturdays at the basketball court. Motherfucker can't play basketball, but he just wants to hang out with them because they're cool and shit. That's why I just want to get in with the owner. And I don't want to get in just because, look, I will get VIP, but that's not what I want. I don't want that. I'm investing that $60 to get into the party after the club is over with. You see, guys, once the club is over with, there's an after party that senators, baseball players, athletes, and all these motherfuckers that you think are at home right now sleeping and shit. No, this is the thing. So what happens is all them motherfucking strippers that leave that strip club, they go home, wash their ass, clean the fuck up, and go to this fucking get-together. Now, all these get-togethers that you're going to see is it's going to be in a gated community. That means it's the kind of community that when you drive up, there's going to be this big-ass gate, and there's going to be a motherfucker in there going to ask your name, and they're going to make a call to see if you're good. You got to go through a gated community getting this kind of shit. But what I'm saying is that was where I was trying to go. That was the investment. Invest in a 60 to flip my money, because in there is where all everything's happening. The fucking, well, there is drugs, there's drinking. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of shit going in there, but I wasn't there for the drinking and the drugs. I was there to get some pussy, and I was there to not just get pussy. I was there to get wealthy women. I was there looking for clientele, because it's not just, see, y'all think it's just men that go to these things. But you don't understand, there are women that are in charity organizations. Hey, look, tomorrow, drive through a little rich neighborhood. You may see a woman with a bunch of little girls going door to door selling Girl Scout cookies. Or she might be next to some little kid selling lemonade. Or she's about charity organizations and all that other shit. Living, you know, she's a pillar of the community. But when the lights go down, that bitch is over there looking for some dick. And you want to know why? Because her husband's over there looking for some dick for his wife. Because before there was this cuckold. See, y'all think cuckolding started like when porn, when cuckold became popular. I guess it's been a few years once it's been cut. But y'all think it's just something brand new. No, there are a lot of rich guys that get off watching their wives fuck other guys. I'm just saying, it's just what it is. But why do you think I tell all you guys, and I'm going to tell you the same thing in August. I'm going to tell you, all you motherfuckers, you better get to your fucking, go to the art district. Go to the art district, gentlemen, and look for becoming a nude model. Always remember, art is shapes. So you don't have to have a chiseled figure. You can be fat and dopey. It doesn't fucking matter what you are, because remember, art is shapes. So when you're getting painted, now I'm going to be honest with you. There are going to be some, guys there that are interested in their own kind. I'm not here to knock those guys. There's going to be some college girls that are going to want to fuck you. There's going to be some older women that are going to fuck you. And then there are going to be some older women that want to hire you to fuck you. So I do want to give you the good and the bad, because I don't want you to think that it's all sunshine and rainbows. And I don't want you getting mad at me. I'm going to say it again. There are going to be some guys in that motherfucker that are interested in other guys. But there will be some women in there that's going, there going to be some college girls that's going to want to fuck you. There's going to be some older women that's going to want to fuck you. And then there's going to be some older women that's going to hire to fuck you. So it's what you want to do. I'm telling you, you got to make that decision. It's up to you. I'm not forcing you. I'm just showing you how to get in. There's so many ways to get in. I'm just showing you. Steve, as a former gigolo, how do you handle a client that you really wasn't attracted to? Well, the thing is, before you take any money, okay, it's a vetting process, okay? So what you'll do, and it's kind of basically from the client or the woman that's passing you on to somebody else. if you have a client that is passing you on to somebody and she knows another woman that you can get with, what she'll do is she's going to give you a photo of that woman. You'll get a face and a body photo. So it's at that point you get to make the decision what you want to do. You'll get a face and a body. Then if you're cool with the face and the body, the next process is just talking to her over the phone to make sure there's some type of connection. Then if everything's cool from that point, then you're setting everything up. So you're never blindsided by fat, ugly-ass motherfucking women. You're never going to be blindsided by it. When women are, look, when you get in these circles and pockets, I'll give you an example. Like, we got in one thing where they had orgies, or we had to pay, I think it was like, was it $50? We had to pay $50. They supplied all the rubbers, and they would pick spots to come. And if you were on the list, you just show up and you could fuck the women, or there would be a special request of a woman wanting two guys or three guys, or two guys and a woman, or another guy and a woman. Every woman had their different requests. But once you get the request, you get to see the photo of the person. So it's never going to be a blindsided thing because you're not going through an agency. And even if you're going through an agency, I think the agency will also let you know, but you're not going through an agency. You're doing it yourself. You're not going through an agency. Because once you get into the Elysium side of the game and the parties and all that other stuff, that's when they're going to start paying you for your time. Because they're going to start I tell you guys all the time, you're dealing with people who get whatever they want. And they're not used to being told no. So if they can have all the jewelry and all the clothes and all that, you don't have to supply that shit with them, right? You see what I'm saying? You have to supply that with them. So what they're looking for is some dick. They're looking for some dick. But there's some stipulations to that dick, though, because you're dealing with somebody that talks down to people. And I'm not saying she's going to talk down to you, but they want what they want when they want it. Like, you could be listening, y'all could be listening to me, one of you motherfuckers be listening to me right now, and you get a message saying, look, I need you to book a flight for the morning to go to Vegas, and I'll meet you at the Bally's Hotel. We'll get a suite, and your name is going to be Michael Heiperdike or whatever the fuck. Well, I'll get you an Uber Black, and you got to show the fuck up. And I'm telling you that you're going to do some traveling, and sometimes they're going to want to travel with you. But sometimes they're not going to travel with you. Listen, this shit is incognito. They don't want to be with you. They don't want to be seen with you because they don't know who's watching them. So they've got to be extra careful, especially the women that are in high positions. They're always being watched because they represent the company. So all their fucking and nasty shit, that's why when you, I would say Monday morning or Saturday morning, take your ass to a grocery store. You'll see what the fuck I'm talking about. It's really sometimes Monday morning. Go to the fucking grocery store in the morning time and see them badass women walking around, all that sexy ass shit. That's what I'm saying. So, but you know, any other questions, but yeah, that's how you do it, D-Dog. You're not going to just run into an ugly woman. It's going to be a vetting process. Because here's the thing, what if she's not attracted to you? You ever thought about that? So there's got to be an exchange. No, you don't have to send her a dick pic. You just need to send you, okay? You don't need to send a dick pic, but they will send you a nude and a facial pic so you can decide. And then once you decide that, then you got to find out, let's call it roses, because they say roses. I'm not here trying to promote anything promiscuous. I'm just saying that hypothetically, you got to find out what's the price of the flowers. You know, what's the job? What does the job entail? What is her kink? What is her thing? Tell me, like, give me the play on this one. And then you make a decision. And if you don't like the roses, if it's $1,000 and you're getting 15 from who you're with, You can start off at $1,000, but then the more you hook her in, you can demand more. So it just depends, brother. It just depends. That's the beautiful thing about this shit. It all depends, man. Oh, they don't depend. But guys, we're gonna do one more hour, okay? We're gonna do this bitch till 4 a.m. We gonna kick this motherfucker till 4 a.m. So if y'all got another question y'all gonna ask, we'll kick till 4. Then we got later. We got a show later on. But I was just I just wanted to chop it up with y'all guys tonight. We're gonna do something until 4 a.m. We're really 5 a.m, so we just gonna chop this shit up. Any question y'all got? We got your line. The phone lines are down, so we put that bitch down. The lines are down, so y'all can just ask motherfucking questions and shit. But we just chopping up about fucking and sex and women and nasty shit. So anything that's on y'all mind after dark, this is an after dark show. We just talking about sex. I guess everything's swimming in fucking sex. So any sexual questions y'all have or anything like that, feel free to ask. There's no dumb question. So we'll chop it up for another hour. We'll wrap this bitch up. We'll chop it up for another hour. So, and the only reason I'm doing this is because I'm doing this for those that are overseas and shit. You know what I mean? The overseas heads and shit. There's a lot of people that's overseas. They're like, Dan, Steve, can you ever do a show for us in the, for all in our time? So I'm doing that shit now. So that's why I'm doing that shit now. Any recommendation on that? Well, no, the condom is based off of you, sir. So you gotta, what I would recommend you doing, hold on, I got a few questions. What I recommend you doing is get a bunch of condoms and check out what works best for you. I don't know your dick, nor do I want to know your dick, but that's how you got to learn your dick. Just get a bunch of different condoms and see what works best for you. Is it okay to, no, it's not. No. If you're fucking with us, don't ever ask that question again. I'm going to answer your question, but no. Don't ever, I do not like bitches. I hate bitches. And let me tell you what a bitch does. A bitch takes advantage of a woman when they're drunk. A bitch puts shit in a woman's drink to get pussy. So don't ever initiate sex with a drunk woman, because let me tell you, I had a friend of mine that fucked a woman, and she felt so guilty, she went to tell her boyfriend, fiance, that she fucked another guy, but it turned into, well, he kind of took it without my permission type shit, because she felt so guilty. So you just got to be careful. Do not fuck anybody that is intoxicated. And I'll be honest with you, I swear to you, and I'm not going to lie on my dick, because I'm sure most of you guys want to hear, yeah, I fucked her while she was on her thing. Nah, motherfucker, uh-uh. Know what? You are going to lay your ass on the couch. I'll take you home, or you come back to my place. Because if you're too drunk to drive, you know, you can feel safe enough to me. Come back to my place, you know, I'll lay you in the bed, close the door, and I will not disturb you or touch you. Unless, and there are several times when they sober up, they will come to the couch, start kissing me on my neck and tell me to come to bed, things like that. But I never, ever initiate sex with somebody that's drunk. Never do it. Be a gentleman, man. If she's drunk, make sure she gets home safely. And if she gets home safely, check on her. And don't be a dick, because you know it's an opportunity to take advantage of her. Don't do that. Men don't do that. So please don't take advantage of women like that. Please, okay? They have a swing club in San Francisco. I was thinking about going and wanted to see what are those like going to as a single man? Well, I'm only doing this one time, so don't ask me, guys. Let me see what I got here. All right, so you're saying San Francisco. So you're saying California. So in California. All right, let me give you an example. What's today? Today's the 4th. So, see, I don't know where these are at. I'm just going to hit one. I'm not going to. Let me find some shit. All right. So what's going on today in California? Oh, this is San Francisco. Wait, did you say San Francisco? Wait, you said San Francisco, did you? Yeah, all right, man. It's your lucky day, dog. Peep game. Tomorrow they're going to have a twist event, a twist private party. And let me see if there are any guys allowed to this. Sets apart. We keep things and approve the party details. Listen to the feedback. Would you like to twist your life? Let me check out this shit, see what the fuck they talking about in San Francisco and shit. Let me see here. Yeah, it's a swinger club in San Francisco, big dog, but they're not giving me too much shit. So let's go to her fantasy sexy thing. Here's another one in San Francisco. Here you go, one. Let me read this one. This is a pretty good one, okay? So this is what to expect. Ladies come to the party with their own agendas of what they want to experience. Now, this is going to be a big dog. Oh, this is going to be in San Francisco, okay? This is going on tomorrow, May 15th. Are they going? No, it's going to come to me. It starts on the 5th, and why am I seeing May 15th? I got 6-5, and I don't know why they say May 15th. I don't know why they brought up May. That's weird. But anyway, so this thing, for June, they got something in June 5th that's going on from 9 to 1. I'm trying to find what's going on. Okay, so I'm here for lots and lots of penetration. My fantasy is to dominate men and women and tell me what to do, be dominated. My fetish is men's cum and they love it. Some women say this is all what they're saying. She wants to do a double penetration. That's a goal of hers. You've got some women there to watch and learn. Okay, you got some women that just want to use sex toys. They got women here that just tell me men want to do to me. And I'm here to, I want my man to watch me fuck and things like this, fantasies aside. I'm trying to see if any guys are allowed to this thing. You gotta be a member. Yeah, you gotta be a member. I'm trying to see if there's any guys there. I see couples. Oh, here you go. Meanwhile, couples and singles have access to extended play areas for everyone. So couples can also enjoy the private play area behind the couples area. So there is a place there. And that, it's the location is Twist at 387 Bay Street in San Francisco, brother. So look at that shit, dog. But, gentlemen, this is the kind of shit we do when we teach y'all, when we hook y'all up with swinger club shit. So, but I want to help my dog out. He said he was going to do that shit. Look at that shit up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. All right. But like I said, y'all got questions, man. We'll do another 45 minutes or some shit. So. Yeah, Power Exchange. I think I saw something called Power Exchange. Give me a second. Let me see if I got Power Exchange. Yeah. Power Exchange. Power Exchange is on Power Exchange in San Francisco. Let me see the address. The Power Exchange that I see, if you're talking about it, it's 220 Jones Street. Is that the one? 220 Jones Street? So this is so the Power Exchange that you're talking about is on 220 Jones Street in San Francisco. So the first Friday of every month, there is a Power Exchange discount for everyone for the one night only. You got two floors open to everyone, and the third floor is open to couples only. Doors open from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. So if you're looking at that, yeah, the Power Exchange, I just see it right now, yeah. So the Power Exchange, they've got 18 events coming up, brother. And these events, I'll give you the dates of the events. What's the name? So you got an event on June 26th. Let me go the wrong way. Fuck, let me go to the bottom. You got an event that happened yesterday. You got an event that's going on today. You got one on the 10th, the 17th, the 18th, the 19th, the 26th, July 1st, 15th, August 5th, August 19th, and August 16th at that Power Place. So you're telling me, yeah, that's at 220. I gave you the address, yeah. So they doing a lot of fucking over that motherfucker, dog. I just don't know how to get you in. They didn't give me much information to break that down. If a woman is bleeding, what you should do? Well, this is why it's important. Okay, here's your question I got to ask you, B. Are you willing to fuck a woman on her period? Or are you going to stop? So it's not if she's bleeding what to do. I'm asking you, what do you want to do? If you want to stop, let me know. We'll discuss that. But if you're going to fuck her while she's on her period or her period starts to happen or you know it's coming close, so you got to let me know. I don't know, because sometimes, you know, they want you to fuck even when they're on their period. So some women get off on that. So, B, I need to know from you. Do you want to fuck on her period or don't you? You just got to let me know because I'll answer your question, but I need to know where we're going with this. So do you want to fuck on her period or not? I need you to know. Once you give me the answer, I'll be able to answer your question because all this shit is depending on what you want to do, brother. So I'll wait for B to answer that question, and you just got to let me know. Do you want to fuck on her period or not? Yes or no? That's what I just need to know. Just type in three words, yes, or two words, no, and let me know if you want to fuck on her period, and I'll tell you what the fuck you need to do. All right, so if you would fuck on her period, then what I would do is you want to let her know and make her feel comfortable, because you got to find out if that's something she's into. And if she's into that, what you do is you got to lay down. What I would do is I would lay down some towels on her sheet so they can soak up, because depending on how major a period is, that shit can run, okay? So you just got to communicate with her and find out what day does she want to do it on if you're cool. And if she says she's close to having her period, just let her know. You got to make her feel safe, because a lot of women feel, you know, they feel bad. So if you want to fuck on the period, you just got to let her know. You know, that's a kink I like to do. I would love to fuck you on your period. So you just got to talk to her about that. Peaches, how does it feel? Wait. Let me tell you. I don't even know how to explain it. I just know it's like, just like when you're taking your shower, you're washing a lot of blood off you, because the blood can dry up. It's just different. I'm a whore, so guys, don't judge me. But but Peaches, it's not bad. I know, again, it's just how far does the woman want to go with you, bro? Peaches, so I don't know. Yeah, B, you just got to talk to her. Just let her know, have you ever been fucked on your period? Is that something you want to do? That's a kink of mine, and I like to do that with you. And if she doesn't want to do it, you understand and keep it moving. Or if she asks you why, just like, you know, somehow, you know, if anybody I want to do it with, I want to do it with you. So, you know, it's all good. But, yeah, you just got to know what it is you want to do. Well, no, Peach, that's what I'm saying. Peach, you keep missing the key word that you keep saying. You're saying guy. You're not saying man. Look, some men don't want to do it on periods and some do, but that's the communication. You can't see, the problem is, Peaches, is that you're communicating. You're not really communicating with these motherfuckers because you're afraid of judgment. You're afraid if you talk about fucking on your period, they're going to look at you like you have three heads or some shit like that. That's why you need to find a fucking man that can talk to you about this kind of stuff. I would like to know, when does the sex class start? I do have 4-play, 5-play from the package. The sex class is going to start after the book is released, a little bit after that. So that's what's going to come. It's going to be a membership. So we're going to be talking about sex and shit. That's all. It's going to be sex. Sex, sex, sex. There's going to be a lot of sex talk. It's going to be a lot of sex talk, man. So that's your answer. Any other questions? Guys, we got about 40 minutes. So if you got a question, go ahead and ask. That's what this show is for. I just wanted to do something special for my my motherfucking people overseas that listen to this show and really don't get a chance to be live with me. So I'm just doing something different right now. We all gonna have a show tonight, so don't worry about it. We have a show tonight. We'll kick a show tonight, shit. But you know, you always gotta be on your grind, just showing you on your grind. So if you have any questions, go ahead and ask. The lines are down. Come on, suck this shit up. So yeah, so I'm just saying that, and for you, Peach, you just gotta, a man is gonna communicate with you. We're gonna talk it's okay. If you have a kink and you want to fuck on your period and that's a fantasy of yours, I'm gonna make that fantasy come true because that's something you want to do. A lot of guys want their dick sucked and a lot of guys want you to swallow. That's their fantasy. So why can't you get your fantasy? Now, please understand this, Peaches. The only fucking fantasy you cannot do, the only fantasy that is a no-go, Peach, okay? I'm just letting you know. I'm being honest with you. There is no ass play whatsoever. That means you cannot stick anything in that motherfucker's ass. So no pegging. Everything else goes, but no pegging. No ass play. And that motherfucker has even ass play, then he better leave that motherfucker alone, man. That goes beyond. No motherfucker should be, hey, look, don't be putting no fingers in my ass. You know what I mean? The wildest one was, I told you, it's not even wild. She just loved it. She would love when out when she was, we was fucking, she would scramble up some eggs. And when we were fucking, we would have the plate next to us. So once we got done fucking, I would pull out and bust all on the eggs. And she would eat the eggs. So that was just her thing. I don't think it was kinky or crazy, just what you want to do. Cucumbers. I've dealt with women that wear outfits where they wear animal costumes and have a slit in there. I don't know, a lot of weird things. They just, I don't know, I don't judge. They just, whatever they want to do, I just do. I mean, I don't ask. It's just nothing bisexual. I don't do anything bisexual. So anything she wants goes. I don't give a fuck. But I'm not into peeing and stuff. I had one bring up peeing, but I never peed on a chick. I'm not gonna lie, I never peed on a chick. But I had one said, "Well, if I ever ask you to do it, would you do it?" And I said, "I don't know. I mean, I don't get anything out of it. But if that's your kink, again, if you're paying for it or whatever, I mean, it depends, man. So, but I guess I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, like her in a corner watching you fuck her friend, her man in the corner watching you fuck her. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man, it's so many. I mean, these women are just so fucking wild, so there's nothing really crazy. They're just really, I keep telling you, everything you see in porn, a woman is capable of doing with the right man. So is there any surprise that you see in porn? You know what I mean? It's really no surprise, man. I used to enjoy Saturday mornings. I would get a call to go cucumber hunting. We would go to the vegetable section to find cucumbers, so she can fuck a cucumber or have one in her ass. Well, you just gotta learn how to write, man. I see the link to the poetry. Listen to poetry and learn off that shit. A poetry is expression, brother. But you can't write poetry if you're not thinking about ways to touch her pussy, ways to eat her pussy, ways to fuck, and things to do. It's not just "woe is me, where art thou" type shit. Let me get this question right here. Do you have any self? Okay, see 4151. The only self-improvement book that I'm recommending, and it's not even my book coming out. I'm not even going to recommend that. Listen to me. There's a book even better than this. And you want to know what that is? It is the fucking book on you. And this is what I understand about you surface dwellers. When are you going to create a fucking self-improvement book on your fucking self of how you live. Stop living through somebody else's fucking life and create your own goddamn book. Come on, man. You look, man. I'm starting to get a feeling that you mess with a bunch of raggedy, ratchet-ass women, dog. Dude, leave them ugly bitches alone, dog. Women that have class are going to clean themselves up, man. I don't understand. I don't think you've been around classy women. So women who have class clean themselves up, dude. I mean, I just think you fuck with a bunch of hood chicks and shit. You sound like you just fuck with hood chicks, man. You don't have any class, dog. So I'm going to keep moving. What if we don't make it about sex with a woman? How do we avoid just becoming a friend of a woman? Well, Jay, you're in the wrong place. I don't teach you how to be no bitch. If you want to be your fucking friend, that's four doors down to the right. Get on a fucking car, jump on a donkey, get to a shuttle and fly your ass to the left side of the nebula system to go hang out with them motherfuckers, man. Ain't nobody going to fucking talk about being a fucking friend. Fuck, why the fuck would you want to be a friend with a woman, dog? The fuck is that shit about? So y'all can sit around and hug each other and take fucking bubble baths together? What the fuck? Why would you want to be a fucking friend to a woman? Please help me understand that shit. I mean, look, if you like guys, you're in the wrong room. But you show, what the fuck? Be a dude. Come on, you got to be kidding, dog. I think you're joking. I'm going to bypass that because there ain't no motherfucker in this motherfucker going to ask that stupid ass. Well, they'll be friends with a woman. Man, get the fuck out of here with that stupid shit. Yeah, here. Here. The books are here. The books are here. He said avoid. Wait. What do we do? We make it about, wait. If we don't make it about sex with a woman, how do we avoid from becoming a friend? Wait. I'm sorry. Let me back up. I'm sorry, Jay. I apologize, Jay. I'm going to bring it in. See, if I fuck up, I'm sorry. I didn't read that right. How do we make it about if we don't make it about sex with a woman, Jay, I swear to you on all I am, I always tell these women, I've never had a woman friend. I'm never friends with women. I got you, Jay. I'm sorry. I'm not friends with women. I don't believe men and women can be friends. And we'll have that fucking conversation. But I'm here to get to know more about you. But what I'm saying is that even though I don't make it about sex, I can't make it not about sex, but I'm making it about her wanting to fuck me. But I'm not her friend. Listen, if you haven't sucked my dick or fucked me, don't call me up talking. Man, I haven't had one call me and talk to me. I'm going to one talk to me about another woman. I mean, not another one, another guy, not cut her ass off. Don't you ever do that shit again. You understand me? I don't play that shit. No, hey, look, if we fucking, then by all means you can talk about other men, but don't disrespect me in that order. Now I'm not gonna go off, dog. It's all good. I'm not going off. We got about 30 minutes left in this bitch. I ain't trying to go off. Yeah, well, I'm not making an offer to fuck. I'm just saying that I'm not your friend. I'm not here. I'm not here to get you to like me. The fuck would I do that shit for? Why would I want to be your buddy? Fuck that. I'm not your fucking friend. Hey, miss me with that bullshit. I'm not your friend. But I am somebody that will fuck you. Or allow you to fuck me. Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, B, come on, B. Clean up and be with classy women, dog. Classy women clean themselves up, brother. Yes. Yes. And the reason is because I don't flood the market with dick. That's why she wants to fuck me. Because I don't flood the market. I mean, she knows I have other women, but every woman I meet, even though I have other women, I'm not trying to push sex. If you watch the show, gentlemen, yesterday's show, I'll show you real quick, but I spoke on this yesterday's show. When you flood the market with dick and all you want to do, you're killing yourself because you're trying to go and bust a gate that you're never going to hit based off your feelings. So man, fuck that shit, man. That's what I'm saying. That's the main thing I'm saying at the end of the day is that, man. And as long as we have that understanding, shit, we good to go, man. We kicking it, man. I'm not trying to because of the level of my thinking, I gotta challenge myself. So I want to make the situation more difficult because the wins are that much sweeter. You know what I mean? No, yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. No, the wins are much sweeter than the losses. So I don't really try to fuck. And I know a lot of y'all don't understand this, and it's hard to say, well, Steve, you know, I want to fuck a lot of women, and I get that. But you got to really learn how to manage your attitudes and shit. You know what I mean? You gotta learn how to attitudes and stuff. I told my ex I would leave if she gets a guy friend. She thought I was controlling it. No, see, this is what I don't understand about you motherfuckers, man. She wanted a guy friend before she became your ex. So why the fuck is she your ex? I don't know. My nose is itching. Why you knew she wanted a friend before you even met her? This is y'all's problem, 4151. See, when you are a fucking man, listen, why do you think I tell them to have guy friends? Have guy friends. Because eventually you're going to bring that pussy back to me and you're going to submit that pussy to me. Fuck that. What are the things you wish you knew at 17? Well, Mark, I knew things at 9. I started fucking when I was 13 and she was 24. So there wasn't things I wish I knew at 17 because I've been in the game since I was 9. So there's nothing I wish to learn, man. I'm learning everything I need. There's no what do I wish thing because I'm not a surface dweller. I don't give a fuck about 17. I worry about what I am now. What is the thin line between leading a guy versus teasing him? This AP is based on a sucker. Based on a sucker, because a sucker is not going to let a woman lead or tease him. Fuck that. Only time I'm going to let you lead is when you're about to suck my dick or we're in the bedroom. I'll let you lead in the bedroom, but other than that, nah, ain't no leading on that shit. Fuck that. You're not going to tell me what the fuck I'm going to do. And if you're playing, listen, I understand light banter teasing, but if you're teasing me to dangle your pussy in my face, I'm dismissing you. I'm dismissing you. Dismissed. Goodbye. You're gone. I am taking thy dick off the table. I'm taking the dick off the table. Fuck that. I'm not fuck that. I'm not going to sit around and let you play games, motherfucker. Hell no. Fuck no, Peaches. You lose me. Play games with me. I'm saying, if I was that man, you ain't going to tease me. You're going to tease that ass right up on that fucking phone and take them fucking pictures and we're going to move the fuck on. You ain't teasing me. Tease me if you want and watch the fuck happen. You will be replaced. You will, and try me. You will be fucking replaced. But I don't need to tell you that because you're going to know fucking with me, you ain't going to waste my time. You waste my fucking time, you're gone. And if I think you're wasting my time, you're gone. I don't even, guys, I told you. Guys, I swear on my dick, because I keep telling you, there have been times where she's naked on the bed, spread, and I'm naked. And before I penetrate, she says some fucked up shit. And I get the fuck up, get my clothes on, and I get the fuck on, and I cut her off. I don't play that shit. Your pussy is not that valuable to me. It's about my dick and my tongue and my fingers. I work. I'm just taking a break from work. I work all times of the hour. I'm always grinding. So it's not no party. No, it's just unlike you motherfuckers, I'm always on my game. I'm always moving towards shit. I'm working. I got shit I got to do, man. So no, I work for those that I can't tell you, I can't give it away. You'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about. I can't talk about it, but y'all will see. Y'all will see. But yeah, man. We got 25 minutes. I got a question. Go ahead and answer. Birds, come on, man. You got it, dude. Come on, birds. You're just looking too damn desperate in this motherfucker, dog. If you want to talk to Peach, holla at on the back end. But don't talk to her like she's some ghetto-ass chick. You got to understand there are women that don't want to hear that high school-ass shit. And Peaches is a good woman that is, I'm not going to say what kind of, I have not smashed Peaches, so I can't say what kind of woman she is. I'm just saying that can you learn how to talk to a woman like a man talks to a woman? You're not in high school anymore, B. You got to change your vernaculars and shit, man. You gotta learn how to talk to women, because what I'm saying to you, and this is why, B, because once you start cleaning up and get away from them bottom of the barrel bitches you fucking and elevate your game, you're going to be around a lot of women that go to art galleries, theaters, operas, and shit like that, that are caked the fuck up, that don't want to hear any Ebonics. They want to hear a motherfucking man. So I'm just letting you know, man, you cannot talk to Peaches like that. And I'm not defending Peaches. If she's accepted, I'm just saying, if Peaches slide, yes. But I'm saying you got to change that, because you don't know what the woman is going to respond to that. So I'd rather respond to a courteous me versus a hood me. Don't holler at her. Talk to her like a man. You know what I mean? But that's your call. It's not knocking you. I'm just saying that this is what's wrong with a lot of you motherfuckers, man. Y'all don't know how to talk to women, man. Y'all try to act cool, but in acting cool, y'all acting stupid and shit, man. You don't have to say holler at me. Just get at, you know, hey, you know what, Peaches, here's my email address. You know, get me on the back end and just get it right there. But your problem is you can't front women out here like this, because a lot of women ain't going to fuck with you trying to put it on Front Street around these other guys. I think some women are used to guys. I think some women are used to guys. They are like shocked when a man comes into the I think some women are used to guys. They are like shocked. The fuck, dog? What the fuck is your question, D? Why do you Jay? Thank you, dog. Why do you keep making fucking statements, dog? That ain't a fucking question, motherfucker. Ask a question. Dude, please, look, I'm trying to be nice to you motherfuckers. Please, man. Please don't mess with my patience, dude. If you're going to ask a question, motherfucker, ask a question. Don't make statements. I want to hear that shit, dog. Come on, man. Can you explain why you tell women to have guy friends? Who the fuck am I? Okay. All right, wait. Let me let y'all get something straight here. Who the fuck are you to tell somebody who the fuck they can see? Who the fuck do you actually think you are to tell somebody what they can fucking do with their lives? How fucking dare you? I am not going to tell a woman what the fuck she can and can't do? I'm not her fucking father, and I'm not an insecure bitch. I'm not her father or some insecure bitch. Why do you think you would tell a woman to stop seeing guys? The bitch is seeing a bunch of motherfuckers right now. You cupcake-ass motherfuckers, you wouldn't ask that silly-ass shit? That's why you ain't fucking, because you handcuffing and helicoptering a bitch. And right now she's sucking a dick. And you tripping over that shit. Fuck you gonna tell a woman, don't see any guy, or she can have guy for, she can have what the fuck she want, because she ain't mine. That bitch ain't mine. I don't mean to call him a bitch. I don't know what I'm saying. Y'all got to stop this shit, man. That says a lot about what you are, man. Listen to me. If you tell a woman not to do something, she's going to fucking do it. So what you do is encourage her to keep doing what the fuck she's doing. Because once she sees the value in you, she's going to stop doing it. Don't listen. It's not like I encourage her to have friends. I encourage her to find suckers that's going to feed her fucking ass because I ain't feeding her. I'll feed her some dick, but I ain't feeding her no fucking food. So why the fuck would I encourage, what not encourage her? Go the fuck out and get your bill paid. Find that bitch that's going to pay your bills. Drive you around. Put up your Christmas lights that you ain't going to get no pussy to. Fuck out of here with that. I'm not threatened by a woman because I know they always come back home. You guys that don't have any game, you want to cuff these motherfucking bitches and say, well, you can't see any guys and all that other shit. Y'all got to grow the fuck up, man. Y'all actually think these women take y'all serious when they tell you don't be seeing anybody else? Brother, when you fuck correctly and you got game, they ain't going to want to be with anybody else. And they're going to tell you, because once you start encouraging them after that, they'll start crying because they're going to be like, why don't you like me? What did I do wrong? Why are you pushing me away? The masturbation audio's Nate, I don't know. It depends on how much you got to say to her. Can you explain the difference between getting in her emotions and feelings? What the fuck you mean? Well, I don't understand what you mean. The problem is you're emotional. There ain't no difference because you're in your fucking... The moment you go after pussy and you ain't got no game, you become a pussy because of your fucking feelings and emotions and shit, dog. I'm not going to tell you about core because you don't even know what a core is, so I'm not even going to go here. I'm just saying that you just don't understand the question that you're asking, man. You said you did this over all the years, Dean. Well, B, what I'm saying is, brother... what I'm saying is that I'm, it's not I'm doing all of the years, and B, if you want to call in real quick, because we only got like 15 minutes, so if you want to give me your number, I'll call you, B, if you want, manmindset@gmail.com, and send me your number, I'll call you, bro. But I, what I'm trying to get you to do, I want you, dog, I don't want you to fuck any ghetto chicks, man. I'm trying to set you up to get with women that are going to buy your love. And buy you shit. Buy you clothes and fucking video games and TVs and shit. That's what I'm saying. Buy you things. Y'all guys just want pussy, and that's a fucking shame, y'all. Why do y'all shoot so low? Why are your aspirations so fucking low that all y'all want is some pussy when they have so much they can offer you? back rubs, foot rubs, massages, cooking, cleaning, doing your laundry, folding clothes, cleaning up after you, detailing your car, going grocery shopping for you. Why the fuck do you just want to fuck them, dog? Put them their ass to work. Put their ass to work. Let me see. We only got it. Let me see. Did he see the number? Don't know if you, let me see if you put your number in here. Let me see. I guess he didn't give me his number. No. He ain't do that shit. No, man. Why would I don't understand you guys. Why would you want to look at a video on fucking trigonometry or calculus and you can't even count to fucking 10? You ain't going to understand the shit that I talk about because that's below. That's a it's got below. That's past your fucking pay grade, motherfucker. Come on, man. Again, the fact that you won it so fast, you just ain't ready to learn the game because you thirsty as fuck. Because I know what's behind your mindset. You just trying to fuck bitches, dog. You ain't trying to learn no game, dog. You just trying to fuck women. So I guess, Brian, B, you ain't calling in, man. I guess you ain't calling in, dog. So we got 13 minutes. I guess you ain't calling in this shit. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this one last fucking time, and I don't think you have read the fucking thing that we say. Read. Let me stop it again. Please do not talk about other YouTubers. Read it again, motherfucker. Please do not talk about other YouTubers. Do that shit again, you're gone. Do that shit again, and you're gone. Do it again. You go worry about other motherfuckers and take your ass on. Do not talk to me about other YouTubers, nigga. See, made me take it. See, B, he bringing out the asshole in me. See that shit, B? See that? Take your worrying ass somewhere else. Anyway. This shit crazy, man. Shit crazy. You worry about everything fucking else. Thank you for the super chat, L. I think, why don't you look above the book? And I think it's going to be around that time. You'll know it closer to it. But you'll know it's definitely going to be in August, okay? Which is about 2 months from now, okay? Around my 51st birthday. Guys, as y'all see, we did about 3 hours a day, but I wanted to do this because I wanted to do something special for those that are overseas. I'm sorry, I'm a little off right now. For those that are overseas, I wanted to do something special and chop it up, okay? I wanted to chop it up. But y'all guys have got to start displaying more common sense, man. Come on, man. Come on. Let's get it going. Let's get it right. Let's do it, man. Let's do it right. You fool, dog. Hey, L, dog. I don't know if you watch wrestling, man, but MJG dropped that pipe bomb last night, dog. That was some real shit, bro. I give him all the credit in the world for talking that shit, man. I don't know if you watch wrestling. Let me put in the tip, but let me tell you, man, the shit that that pipe bomb he dropped on AEW, man, because you know I'm a nerd and shit, so I watch all that shit, man. Man, that pipe bomb was like major, dog. I like that shit was worse than CM Punk talking about fucking Stephanie or Scott Steiner and shit, so. But yeah, y'all got any questions, man? We got about 10 minutes, man, 10 minutes. And we have done a good 3 hours. Early in the morning. Overseas. Hopefully y'all guys that were across overseas able to realize I just did something new for you guys, just doing something different. So we got about, yeah, just type up MJG or MJF? I think it's MJF. Look up the pipe bomb. I mean, it's the best, dude. That motherfucker was talking cash shit. He was talking so much cash shit. I was like, oh, shit, yo. I was like, what the fuck? It was what? Yeah, MFJ. Yeah, thank you, brother. Dude, fuck. You got to watch that shit. That shit. They had to yank him off the air after he was saying that shit. He was talking straight man shit. It was a Mona Lisa, dog. It was a Mona Lisa. But no, if y'all got a question, go ahead. I'm just talking about that. I mean, he brought something else. So I just thought I'd mention it. So, guys, we got about 9 minutes. Any other questions y'all got? I see BN calling in, so it's cool. But any questions y'all got, let me know. I will answer any questions. Lines are down. Phone lines are down. Any questions y'all got, let me know. Hell, let's say he says this. Just clarification. A woman should only get a chance to give me oral if she's proof. Wait. No, wait. Okay, a woman should only get the chance to give me oral if she's proven herself? No. You gotta, you're not looking at it right. No. I'm not saying that. No, I think you misconstrued what I'm saying is. What I'm saying to you, big guy, is that what you have got to do, you have got to figure out, okay, five things that you have got to figure out and have answers to. And that is, what are the five things she can do to get your curiosity? What are the five things that she can do to be worth your attention? Five things to be worth your respect, and five things to be worth your time, and five things to be worth your dick. And if you cannot answer those things, you ain't going to get nowhere with a woman. But this is not about a thing about oral, okay? I don't understand the way. I'm trying to get more than she's proven herself. I'm working on refining a rule. Well, you don't really have any rules because you don't have any. There are no by-clause or bystanders of the rules that you're creating. You want her to invite you. You're misconstrued. You want her to invite you, my brother. All right? Man, what the fuck are you doing up, Miles? Go your ass to sleep, my dog, Miles. That's my dog, man. Miles, great show you and Lucario did today. I watched it. Very good show. Well, not today. I'm sorry. Last night. Great show, my brother. Great show, man. Fuck is Miles doing up, man? My boy, my dog, Miles and shit. My motherfucker boy. Yeah. Give that motherfucker some love. My shout out to Miles. Yeah, Miles, you come in. We about to wrap this bitch up in 6 minutes. We did 3 hours and shit. So, like I said to y'all guys out there, any last questions, shout out to my dog, Miles. Yeah, y'all got to check out his photography work, man. This motherfucker is like, man, I can imagine him taking pictures of a woman's ass cheeks and ass cracks. I mean, he's so good at that shit. He'll make the, and when he's so good with the lighting and shit, he'll make that ass glisten and shit. He'll make that ass look like it's like, I don't know. He's just so good with the camera and shit, man. He's just a cold motherfucker, man. I got nothing but love for that. That's my motherfucking dog, man. That's my motherfucking dog right there. No, don't thank me, man. I thank you, man. It's good knowing good people. You're good people, brother. You're good people, man. And, yeah. Well, yeah, it's five things per section, L. It's five things per. See, y'all guys let women in just on ass and titties alone, dog. What the fuck is she doing to deserve your time, dog? What is she doing to deserve to even be around your dick? The last thing you need to give a woman is dick. She should be slaying a minotaur by the time you give her some dick. She should be sharpening a sword saying, I'll be right back. I'm about to go to the land of fucking Medusa. slam that motherfucker until I cut that motherfucker head off, and I'll be back in a little while to cook breakfast, baby. I got you. That's the one you're going to dig down, but don't just fucking want GP. Then you're falling into the fucking feelings and emotions and shit. Don't be doing that shit. Fuck that. Fuck that. 5 minutes ago, guys. You got any questions, go ahead and ask. We got you, man. 5 minutes ago on the show, we're going to be answering any more questions, guys. I wanted to make sure that you are, okay, dog. I keep you in here, but I don't know, my nose is itching. I don't know why y'all lie. Don't lie to yourself. Come on, dude. Come on, man. Come on, man. Stop lying. I don't want to front you in front of everybody, but come on, man. You saying you're a drug to her, but yet you're asking this question right here? Come on, dude. Stop, dude. And I'm not trying to bust you out for anyone, so I'm going to move on and act like you didn't say that silly-ass shit. Okay? Your bid is your letter A and your number one. Once we work over your bid, is what you're going to say to every woman, because a bid, a woman is not special enough that you have to change what the fuck you say to them. I don't know why y'all think y'all got to change what you say to women. Why don't you learn one thought, one mind, one way when you learn your bid and do that shit, man, just like your numbers and your alphabet. Then that way you're getting rid of all that fear and shit that you're going through and all that feeling shit that you're going through by keeping it a buck. A few more minutes, guys. Any more questions? But thank you, L. Yeah, I appreciate it. But yeah, you got to learn that shit, man. So tomorrow, guys, you know we're going to be kicking off. I guess we're going to talk about the drug of you. We're going to start talking about this right here. Tomorrow night. Why being a man is unfair to women type shit. It's not fair. It's not fair at all when you are a man. So when you're a man, it's just not fair. Would the invite be her asking me what turns you on? Well, no, it's okay. The invite is not what turns you on. It's what you're doing after you ask that question that's going to make sure you, because if she's asking you what turns her on, well, hey, I'm free Saturday night at fucking 2 o'clock at night or 3 in the morning, or I'm free today, which is Saturday, at 11 tonight, and now let's go back to your place, and I'm going to show you what turns me on. And what she does after that point is going to actually show you where the fuck you're at. Because some women can just ask questions and shit. Nah, look, if she asks you what turns you on, don't say shit to her. If you want to know what turns me on, come to my place at 10 o'clock. Or let me know when you're free, and I'll be at your place at 10 o'clock. Then I can show you what turns me on. But if you're just asking me a question, what turns me on, I'm not going to answer that shit. That's wasting my time. I'm not going to tell you what I do for a living, and I'm not going to answer no fucking questions. Because what I do for a living is like you, is like me asking you, how many dicks have you had? You don't need to know what the fuck I do for a living, because you ain't eating off of my fucking living, so don't even ask. But if you're asking me what turns me on, and I'm telling you to come over to see what turns me on, and then you tell me, well, I was just asking a question, and I'll let you know what, you wasting my time. See that shit, L? I don't play that motherfucking shit. But anyway, guys, we're going to wrap this up, man. We did a beautiful 3 hours, man. Yeah, it's not, hey, Dre. Yeah, Dre, it's none of our fucking, no, Dre, seriously. Fuck that. You want to know if she's inviting you? Because as soon as she asks what turns you on and you set up that shit, all she's going to say is okay. Or she's going to say, I can't make it at that time, but I can make it at this time. That's when you know. But if she just asks you for shits and giggles or trying to tease you, dismiss her. Dismiss her. All right, guys, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. We did 3 hours. Guys, I ask all you guys, if you get a chance, you're new to this thing, go ahead and hit that notification button. Go ahead and like, subscribe, and hit the button. We appreciate you guys that's listening to all the shit that we're saying. We appreciate all you guys, man. Soak up the game. We're always kicking out game, okay? Always kicking out game and shit. Yeah, well, I know it's boring when a guy asks that question, but if a woman asks me that question, you got me fucked up. I am not going to answer that question, and do not ask me what I do for a living, because that's none of your fucking business, because I ain't standing on what the fuck I do for a living. I'm standing on how I'm going to get you to get that pussy and bring that pussy to my motherfucking throne like what you see right here. All right, guys, I'm the Dean, man. It's the Man Mindset, man. We're going to be out this bitch. Guys, always remember, if you need me, get at me. I appreciate you guys. Very great show. Very informative. Y'all did a great job. And we're going to see y'all at 8 East tonight. 8 o'clock East tonight, man. We out this bitch. And I'll talk to y'all later. Peace. We out.